The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our 9th District 6A Showcase, and tonight's matchups will likely bring us the best action of the season thus far. With each passing game, tension around District 6A is mounting ever higher as this month's conference tournament's within sight. Meeting here in Salina tonight, we find two of Upper Cumberland's round ball mainstay programs. The Piggott County Hoopers have made the midweek commute to the heart of Bulldog Nation, and anything less than two nail-biting, gut-wrenching, high-octane contests will be a disappointment. Mount Walker and his 16-8 Lady Bulldogs have not tasted district defeat since their January the 10th embarrassment in Byrdstown. And finally, they have the opportunity to take a bite out of Brent Smith and his 22-2 Lady Bobcats. Rob Edwards and his 21-3 Bulldogs are in a precarious situation against Joseph Aminette and the 15-8 Bobcats, and here's why. Piggott County's won two of three rematches with district teams that beat them in their first meeting. Tonight's the kind of night that players play for, coaches for, and it's the kind of night that we began the Horizon Sports Network for. Join us as we prepare for our biggest District 6A showcase of the year.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more. as we get ready for tip-offs of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our ninth Clay County basketball broadcast of the season. For the fifth time this year and the last time during regular season play, we're here broadcasting at home with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and as usual, I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be pleased to be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. And for now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's heart and soul, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate those introductions as always. And I may be the heart and soul, but we sure couldn't do it without you.
Well,
appreciate you hanging with us all season long.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to this postseason action coming up.
I am too. And, you know, I can get used to this, Daniel. Three games in a row here in Bulldog Gymnasium. And it's pretty nice to be here at home.
It is the best thing for us and our listeners and our sponsors, that good, solid internet connection we have here.
It is. And, you know, this is a place where Clay County, both teams have played very, very well. Coach Walker and I were talking earlier on, and I think maybe Macon County is the only team that's beat the Lady Dogs in the last couple of years here on this home floor. And, you know, Clay County had that sub-state upset, but they've been pretty tough here in Salina, too.
They have, and we talk a lot.
The Dogs, I should say.
Right.
I think Clay County.
We talk a lot about going to these other places, Pickett County, Clark Ranger, Boyne, and how tough it is. I think perhaps that's just as true, if not more so here, and the records do support that.
They do, and going to be two good games tonight, but it's all on the line for the Lady Dogs. They can, well, I say they can control their own destiny. They do control their own destiny. Starting right now for the second seed in the district tournament, and we all have been talking about how much that means.
It means a whole lot. We'll talk more about the postseason part of it, but just to get on the opposite side of the bracket from the Lady Buffaloes, and that's not to dismiss the Lady Bobcats, no matter what we see, whether Pickett's second and Clay's third or vice versa, we'll see those teams, if everything goes as it should, squaring off in the district semis, Clay and Pickett.
Right, and we talk about the double bye and things of that nature, but a guaranteed spot in that region tournament is what's really the big deal there,
that's right.
Daniel. And, you know, these Dogs, they're going to have to tango with a squad that's won four straight, Daniel, and they're really playing well. They're peaking at the right time under Coach Aminette, like you said in the opener. And they're looking to get in the mix amongst the league's best.
They're tied for fourth right now. And like I talked about, they have, you know, Gordonsville beat them the first time they played. They come back and beat Gordonsville. Red Bull beat them the first time they played. They came back and beat Red Bull. Monterey beat them the first time they played. And when they met the other night, Pickett lost by 1 point, I think. It was one possession loss. So
right.
Pickett's getting better on these rematches.
They are. And that's what's tough in this league is having to face a team twice that knows your every move in and out. We saw that with the Dogs against Jackson County our last time out, Daniel. But anyway, going to be some great games, you know. And another great thing we've had all year long and for 3 years now, and they're among the best, like Pickett County's trying to get to be, and that's our long list of sponsors, Daniel, and we can't thank them enough. We'll continue to do it, and we sure appreciate them. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. And up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's in this week's paper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here in Salina. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. And this week's paper, it hit stands today and will be in the mail tomorrow, chronicled Clay County's wins over Clark Range, which we've already talked about, and Jackson County, which we'll talk about now. You know, the Lady Dogs taking down the Lady Buffs dominated the headline, but their win over the Lady Blue Devils set up tonight's showdown for second. Clay County Blue opened their 62-34 win over Jackson County here Friday night with a 13-0 run to start the second half and never looked back. They took an early 14-4 lead at the end of the first before Jackson County rallied to only trail 25-17 at the break. But Clay County flexed their muscles in the final 16 minutes, Daniel. Riley Burchett finished with a game-high 15 points. Rachel Kobus added 12. And Cherokee Upton scored 10 with the reserves, who finished off the 28-point victory in the fourth quarter. Marley Ashlock also had 7, Katie Arm 6, Abby Head 4, Kelsey Roten 3, Eliza Jenkins 2, Lauren Weaver 2, and Zoe Hayes 1 to round it out, Daniel. But solid performance it ended up being. But again, another team kind of rose to the occasion against the Lady Dogs.
I think that's our girls didn't play bad. We just saw that Jim Brown has improved his squad tremendously in the last month. And they're still not a good team, but I'm glad that they have improved. I know they're having a tough year.
I agree with you. The Dogs, on the other hand, had their hands full with Jackson County, and that headline read, Dogs hold off Devils to remain tied for first. With senior leader Jake Ashlock sitting on the bench with 5 fouls, super sophomore Grant Strong made sure Clay County didn't fall out of a tie for first in the district by posting 16 of his game-high 27 points in the fourth quarter to rally the Dogs to a 62-51 victory over the Blue Devils. After dominating the entire first half and leading 33-20 at the break, Clay County was outscored 18-7 in the third quarter, and Jackson County, who only trailed 48-38, headed into that last period. And there, the Blue Devils took the lead with the first make of the fourth quarter and went on to go up 48-42 midway of the period. But it didn't last, Daniel. Strong pulled the Dogs within 3 with just over 2 minutes remaining before he scored 10 of a Clay County 14-0 run to close out the game in an 11-point victory. He was the only Bulldog in double figures, but Ashlock posted 7 points before his exit with 4 minutes to play. His classmate Mason Sharp had 8, sophomore Jeffers Spivey added 9, Gunner Silk 6, Eli Smith 3, and Keaton Arms 2. So, to me, it was a defining moment for Grant Strong.
It was. He was so good down the stretch from the free throw line and from other places. And what I liked, and I mentioned it during our postgame show, just how his teammates kind of turned to him. They know they're capable players, but they wanted him to have the ball, and he closed it out for them.
He did. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dalhalla Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show after these words from our sponsor.
Today, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dalhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dalhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. and if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obi River Markets. To begin with, we'll look at the championship history of the girls' teams. The Piggy County Lady Bobcats have made it to 11 state tournaments, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. They have a tournament record of 15-6 and have captured 5 state championships. The Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournaments, most recently 8 years ago in 2012. They have a tournament record of 13-9 and have captured 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Looking at the series between these two squads during the past decade, they have met 31 times in the past 10 years. Clay County's 13-18 against the Lady Bobcats during that time, and thanks to their 28-52 loss in Byrdstown last month, the Black and Gold currently hold a 1-game losing streak in this series. Typically, we give the statistical leaders for the girls. We're going to skip that because we gave it back in Byrdstown. You can hear those on the playback of a broadcast on the website if you wish. Looking at the boys' team's championship history, the Piggy County Bobcats have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently 15 years ago in 2005. Been a while for them. They have a 10-8 tournament record. Piggy County does have 1 state runner-up and 2 state championships in boys' action. Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently in 2018. Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Piggy County over the past decade, the teams have met 34 times. The Bulldogs are a dominant 26-8 against the Bobcats during that span. The Black and Gold do have a 5-game win streak in the series, including their 67-53 win last month in Byrdstown. We'll go ahead and jump directly into our Hall of Fame members. We like to talk about a male and female on each portion of About a Bulldog History. The female tonight will be Melissa Webb. Webb, who was the epitome of a point guard, played for head coach Joe Sims from 1991 to 1994, a 4-year span that saw the Lady Dogs win 104 games and contend for 2 state championships. Webb was a masterful distributor of the basketball as she ran the offense, a crafty scorer, and a defensive nightmare for opposing guards. She holds the Lady Dogs' single-season record for assists with 195 her senior year in 1994. Her added exploits of 112 steals along with 398 points that season earned her second-team All-Mid-State and All-State honorable mention that senior year. Webb's career numbers place her today 9th in points with 1,263, 7th in made free throws with 307, 2nd all-time in assists with 490, and 4th in steals with 352. Melissa went on to play 2 collegiate seasons of basketball, 1 for Columbia State, along with her former Lady Dog teammate and classmate Tia Burchett Adams, and then Melissa played 1 year at Cleveland State. Just one of the early greats for head coach Joe Sims. I'll talk to him later, Thomas, about her in the broadcast.
No doubt about it, she was, Daniel. And one thing I remember about her is, you know, her will to win. She had that grit. You know, she had the fire, whatever you want to call it. That's what Melissa Webb was, along with just unbelievable athletic ability.
Yeah, they just such a good class of girls there, 4 seniors, and she was one of them, a great.
Our male honoree tonight, our Hall of Fame member we're going to honor tonight, is James Crowball, who was a prolific scorer and rebounder throughout his career. He left his mark on the basketball court after establishing himself as one of the all-time greats in a storied career at Salina High School from 1972 to 1975. James was a true post player. He averaged double figures all 4 years, including 17.8 points and 21.8 points per game his junior and senior years. For his career, he averaged 16.4 points and 10 rebounds per outing, once pulling down. Is that right?
That's right. That was on the Dale Hall Horizon website.
26 rebounds in one game.
26.
Daniel. He was an AP All-State first-teamer his senior year. Yeah, and he, along with his teammates and Coach Watson, paved the way for future Bulldog greats and ushered in the modern era of Bulldog basketball. Never got to see him play, but apparently he was very dominant.
Averaged a double-double. And that's not just his senior year. That's freshman through senior year, you know, 30-plus games a year, played over 130 ball games probably, and averaged a double-double on a team with a lot of other good players that were scoring a lot of points, too.
Right.
So that makes it even harder when you've got Walt Weaver and Gary J. Strong and Johnny White and Jackie Frog and all these other guys that were also good scoring.
Right. One thing, I know we're running out of time, but I want to thank James Trowball for showing up at the Hall of Fame reception this year. He was one of few that were there. Maybe that'll challenge a few others to come next year. I'm sure he's probably there supporting one of his former teammates, and Gary J. Strong. But still, we'd love to see him there.
Well, I like you'll see him here tonight. He don't miss many contests. Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
FDIC.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Pickens County tonight, where the 21-3 Dogs will take on the 15-8 Bobcats, looking to remain tied at the top of District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and assistant coach Andrew Mathis for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, good to sit down with you again.
Good to be here again, Thomas.
Andrew, good to have you on board.
Glad to be here.
Coach, got a little scare from Jackson County last Friday night, but you held on down the stretch.
We did. We were fortunate there at the end of the game that finally the ball started bouncing our way a little bit, made some shots down the stretch, and got the defensive pressure picked up a little bit there, and a big play where Gunner got the steal at the half-court line, and things just started going our way after that, seemed like. But Jackson County's capable. You know, they make shots there in the third quarter and came out and took the lead, and pretty much in control for a while. Wasn't much we could do.
They were, Andrew, and, you know, it just proves night in, night out how tough this league really is.
Absolutely.
And, Coach, you know, you mentioned a lot of big plays there, but you have to talk about the sophomore Grant Strong, in my opinion. I thought it was kind of a defining moment for him. You know, Jake Ashlock went out midway through that fourth quarter with five fouls. And to me, he kind of put the team on his back and brought it home on the offensive end for sure.
He did for sure. You know, offensively, Grant is with no doubt our most talented offensive player, you know, and we look to him a lot. We run a lot of stuff for him, a lot of stuff through him. You know, they threw that little 1-2-2 three-quarter press on us, and we just simply hadn't seen that, hadn't practiced against it, and we just needed guys to make plays, and Grant's the guy. You know, when we need somebody to make a play, Grant Strong's our guy.
Andrew, we're going to talk a little bit more about it in a minute, but you're the stat man for both teams, really, and Grant Strong's kept you busy this season.
He certainly has. He fills it up every night.
And when you talk about Grant and Jake Ashlock and some of these guys, it's not just about points. You're having to flip back and forth the categories. I think he's leading the team in scoring and almost rebounds, too. He and Jake are neck and neck there.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of our leading assists. Men as well.
So three categories that Grant's in the top of.
And steals.
And steals. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll add that. Make it four.
Yeah.
But Andrew, you know, talk about the stats and sitting there on the sideline. You know, I'm up here broadcasting. I'm writing down points and trying to keep a little summary to write a newspaper story from. But how do you get all that information instantly recorded?
Years of practice, one, the kind of a feel for it, because there's sometimes I'll be looking, trying to see if someone's in position or something like that I'll have to just look and be like, oh, well, that move looked like Grant, so I know it was him. And I've got it, that nice little program on my iPad called iTouch Stats. It's pretty handy. You can customize stats and pretty much make the reports what you want them to look like.
Right. Well, I know when I'm sitting in a game, and heck, sometimes I miss who scores, much less who had an assist or pulled down a rebound.
I have done that from time to time, too. I have to rely on Josh or Mark to help me out, depending on the game.
Well, folks probably don't realize what it takes to look down and actually record something and then look up and see the next play in that time. So highly impressive for me for what Andrew does, Coach, and I know he's impressive for you. Talk about this guy sitting beside you. Besides the stats, he's a valuable asset to this program, to say the least.
He certainly is, you know, and he has been long-term. Not only is he assistant coach now, but when he was a student at Clay County High School, you know, he was a manager and pretty much an assistant coach at that point, serving pretty close to the same role he does now, but you know, Andrew's a great X's and O's guy, and obviously a great statistician, and he's really good with numbers, and he even confuses me and Coach Walker sometimes. He'll send us some things, and I don't have any idea what he's talking about, to be honest with you. I have to ask Andrew about it. So, but yeah, he does a fabulous job for us, and we're really fortunate to have him.
And Andrew, besides the stats, you're doing a little coaching, had the JV squad, I know it for at least the last 2 years, and you know, you've learned from some of the best. Talk about your experience a little bit. Got to coach under a national legend, really.
It was just a dream come true getting to work under Coach Bird at Belmont. He's obviously one of the best to ever coach. His 805 career wins speak for themselves. And I think last year what he was able to do, unfortunately I was not able to be a part of it, but didn't. Still like Belmont to the NCAA tournament as an at-large bid just speaks to his coaching ability and just his personality, too, because not only is he one of the best X's and O's guys in the game, he's just a class act, and just no one's ever had a bad thing to say about him.
Yeah. And, you know, not too shabby the high school coach you get to work under here at Clay County either, huh?
I have to say just about every one of those things about Coach Edwards and Coach Walker as well.
Right. And that's another thing Coach really touched on here. It's not just your team he's helping out. He's helping out Coach Walker and really the entire program.
Well, he is. We were talking last night, and I think Andrew told me
since season started November 22nd, I think I had coached as an assistant in the girls and boys varsity and head JV coach 65 games.
Wow. That's pretty busy.
You know, 3 months' time, 90 days, you know, he's He's coached 65 games, so that's plus been at a lot of practices as well. So.
Right. And he's got
and
a real
full-time job.
He's got a real job, and we haven't touched on that. You're an accountant, is that right?
That's correct. I'm an accounts payable clerk for a zinc mine in Gordonsville.
Right. We have to talk, interview Mark, and we talked about how these guys are kind of unsung heroes. I mean, it's a labor of love to actually do this for you guys in the coach.
It is, you know. But, I mean, you know, they don't get paid anything, number one.
Right.
You know, and I imagine that they probably hear a lot of things from people out in the community at times, and you know, that they don't necessarily want to hear about. So,
sure.
For them to be able to come and do what they do for us, and for these athletes, it says a lot about their character for one thing.
I agree. It's good to have Andrew here, and we appreciate what you do. But hopefully we're going to keep him busy tonight, Coach, with a lot of numbers here against this Pickett County team that's coming in. We're going to have to score a few points to beat them tonight.
We are. We got to limit what they do. They run a lot of great sets for their top scorers and a lot of things, and they're a hard team to prepare for just because they do so much. But at the same time, you know, we got some guys that can score it too. So we're looking for a good one for sure. There's a lot on the line here tonight. I was talking to my guys earlier about, you know, and Andrew can correct me maybe, but if Monterey beats Gordonsville tonight and we win, then we can't finish anywhere in second, which is an automatic bid to the region.
Right.
And the same thing for Pickett. You know, if they win tonight, they still have a chance of finishing third, I think. But if they lose, they probably can't finish any better than fifth. So a lot on the line for both teams.
I agree with you. We'll double-check that with Andrew, of course.
Well, he was nodding his head. So
he was. That's a good thing. But, Andrew, what's your take on the Bobcats tonight? What's Clay County got to do to knock them off?
Well, obviously, we got to make Zach Eminent work for everything he gets. He's a very talented scorer, and he's going to score some points. But I think if we can make him have to use a lot of attempts to get those points, then I think that really favors us as opposed to him scoring a lot and being able to get others involved as well.
Defensively, Coach, is basically what he's talking about.
It is. You know, Zach is their leading shot taker and their leading scorer. Will can knock down shots if you leave him open as well. They have some role guys that we got to keep off the glass. And one really important thing, got to keep them off the free throw line. You know, they don't miss free throws. And we did a great job at Pickett County. Zach only shot two free throws, and that was on a technical foul. So we didn't really foul him all night long. So we got to keep our hands up regarding him, keep our hands off of him, and not give him an opportunity to get to the free throw line.
Sounds like a plan from both of you. Coach, appreciate you sitting down with us, as always.
Thanks, Thomas.
Andrew, a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Pickett County tonight, where the 16-8 Lady Dogs will take on the 22-2 Lady Bobcats, hoping to take sole possession of second place in District 6A. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and Assistant Coach Mark Ashlock for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, good to have you as always.
Good to have you back.
And Mark, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Coach, your team kept the momentum going from that big Clark Range win and kind of took care of business against Jackson County last Friday night.
We did. It's good to keep it rolling.
And kind of went how you expected, got on them quick and took care of business.
Yeah, we played well.
I thought so too. Mark, sometimes those are hard to do, you know. It can be kind of a trap game after a big win like Clark Range. I thought the girls did a good job of keeping a level head and just putting the Lady Blue Devils away, didn't you?
I did too. That second quarter, Jackson County came out and played pretty good that second
they
quarter,
did.
If you remember. Mm-hmm. And we held it together and then pulled away that thing. Yeah, we done pretty good.
And to me, Coach, this team's kind of starting to gel a little bit. You got a shot to finish in the top two, kind of control your own destiny, and you guys have kind of done a great job of getting them there, Coach Walker.
Yeah, I think our young girls just continue to develop. As I said before, I think our depth allows us to have probably better practices. I told the girls several times that every team in our district has five girls that can play. What separates us is how hard we're able to compete in practice, and I think that's what you're seeing as the season goes on.
And, Mark, you're a big part of that practice and the games. Talk about that a little bit. Do you see a little friendly competition sometimes here in practice?
Yeah, they do. They get after it. They beat each other to death, actually, a lot of times in practice. Matt has them competing pretty good against each other, and they fight pretty hard. I don't get to be there as much as I like, you know, with my work and everything, but when I am there, they play pretty hard. They practice real hard. They get after it.
And like I say, you guys have done a good job developing these young players this year, and Coach Walker, Mark's been a big part of that, don't you think?
It's pretty special to coach this particular group of girls. I got to work with the juniors especially, and Mark has got to work with I've got to work with the sophomores as well through AAU. So I've done AAU with the juniors and sophomores, and then Kelsey is a senior. And Mark has had a big role developing these younger girls as freshmen through AAU. So pretty much every kid on our roster right now has played for me or Mark, one or the other, in several AAU games over the season.
And besides that, talk about what Mark brings to your staff here at Clay County High School, Coach.
Mark's great for the girls, and he's great for me as well. It's always nice to have somebody that's going to lift you up and encourage you, and he's probably definitely a big-time encourager. You know, I've heard him say several times, Katie, the next shot's going to go in. You might be 0-for-4, but the next one's going in, and really cheering on the defense. And I think that's definitely what he brings. It's probably a little bit more positive than I can bring sometimes.
Little alter ego going on, Mark.
Well,
you
I don't know. Like you said, I've had them. I coached Briley and them from a fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and a little in the seventh grade. So I think that is what I bring, probably. More of a encourager and pat them on the back. I'm not a big X's and O's, but Matt, he knows those X's and O's real good. But I'm just more or less just encourager. And I enjoy the girls. They're a good group of girls.
I have to agree with you. And you've got a little basketball experience outside of coaching, too. Played along some of the greats and on some of the greatest Bulldog teams. How does that help you? You've seen what winning
well,
can do.
You've seen me play, Thomas. You know that I was exceptional. I was really, really, really good. I'm kidding, guys. I wasn't. I was on some good teams. I was on some really, really good teams. Joey and Jeff and Tracy, and that's the three that got all the credit. But our teams are really good. They were really good. Thomas. I know the three of those years. Well, it's up there. I think we were like 112 and 10 maybe for a 4-year period there. And I wasn't on all those teams, but I was one of the worst players on that team. But we were really good. We were really good.
Little kids, you coach Walker, Mark could flick it back in the day.
Oh, I know it.
And Mark, it's kind of a labor of love here too. You know, a volunteer coach. To me, you guys are kind of unsung heroes.
Well, I guess so. You're limited on what you can, or I'm limited on what I can do, because I don't get, like I said, don't get to come to practice a lot. But it is good just to be there to help in any way you can. And the girls, when they get out and you see it come together, it really makes you feel good. And I see that, just like you and Coach Walker were saying. It does seem like we're coming together. Tonight's a big game, of course, but it seems like we're coming together, and it is a good feeling.
And also, take it from kind of a fellow lady dog dad here, Mark. We appreciate you and of course, Coach Walker. And just like I had the pleasure of doing with mine, we better talk about your daughter, Marley, just a little bit. She's really come on, in my opinion, this season.
She has. The last five or six games, especially, I think, the first 20, you know, Hattie, if you probably fuss on Lauren when you go home.
Yes.
I do the same thing. But last five or six games, Marley, she's played pretty good. I mean, she's really contributed, and it's hard, you know, when I do get to go to practice, I fuss, you know, I see what she does, and you want her to do good. You want Lauren to do good. You want
right.
your kid to do good. Every parent wants their kid to do good. From a team concept, you got to step back and say, what does the team need right here? And sometimes it isn't. It isn't what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Really, it's not what you want. It's what the team needs. And like I said, when you see that come together, that makes the team feel better. Makes your daughter feel better when you win, and it makes the coaches feel good too.
I agree with you. And Coach Walker, we're going to need both of our daughters tonight and the entire team to bring it, because this one means a lot. You guys control your own destiny. Starting right now, really.
Yeah, I made the comment the other night. Coach Brown at Jackson County said, well, in the big scheme of things, this doesn't mean a whole lot because we're either going to be second or third and have a good chance to play each other again. I said, no, and Jim, I said, I want to beat Pickett County. If it was playing for 7th and 8th, I'd want to beat Pickett County. So
right.
I think our girls have that same mentality. I think it's one of the best rivalries, boys and girls, in Upper Cumberland.
I agree with you, but I have to disagree a little bit. I mean, this year in the district tournament, you finish as that second seed.
Huge.
You get the double bye, automatic region berth. So there's a lot on the line.
Yeah, that's definitely huge. You know, Rob just made the comments to the boys, and you know, you kind of see it with Jake tonight being kind of under the weather. If you're playing somebody in that 3-6 game or the 3-5 game or whatever it is, and you know, you have one or two girls that come up sick or somebody twists an ankle or something, your season could be over, you know.
Right.
Us or Pickett County, whoever the 3-seed is, could be 22-3 or whatever the case is and be going home because of sickness or injury or bad luck or whatever the case may be. So this game is really important.
And Mark, you know, I think these girls are ready, especially, I don't know any other way to put it, but they laid an egg up there in Birdstown the last time we met them. Probably the worst game we played. They're ready for some redemption, don't you think?
Absolutely. I know the worst game we've played all year. He tells the girls in practice, you know, no three games, you know, you can't base a whole season on one or two games, even the good ones and even the ones that are horrible.
Right.
You got to sort of throw them out and so take your whole body of work. And fortunately, I guess it comes down to this one game to be able to get that double bye. We can get it and be set pretty good. If not, we're still okay, but it'd be awful nice to have that double bye.
It would. Coach, what's the key tonight?
I think our defense and our toughness. I feel like they really out-toughed us at Pickett County, and we've had a pretty good day or two of practice, so I think our toughness is really going to shine through tonight.
We're looking forward to it. Coach, appreciate you sitting down with us as always.
Thank you.
Mark, great to have you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Enjoy.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Mm. This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Subway Girls start lineups. First of all, for the visiting team, Pickett County, head coached by Brent Smith in his 13th year in that role, 25th overall as a head coach. They're 22-2, 10-2 in the district. Starting, a junior, number 32, Coy Burton, a junior, number 24, Abby Bilbrey, a junior, number 21, Bailey Evans, a junior, number 11, Kendall Luddick, and a senior, number 13, Ellie Smith. The home team tonight, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coached by Matt Walker in his fourth season. He has an 82-43 overall record. This season, the Lady Dogs are 16-8 overall, 10-2 in the district. The starters for the black and gold, a freshman, number 23, Riley Burchett, a sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins, a junior, number 22, Marley Ashlock, a junior, number 20, Rachel Copas, and a junior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. We're preparing for the playing of the national anthem here at Clay County High School. Went ahead and worked in those starting lineups. We will go to break for the anthem and come back and do Tipsy's final take before tip-off. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhaugh Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Delhaugh One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on Horizon Sports Network, getting ready for Clay County and Piggott County. It's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Olive's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Olive's today, Tipsy said tonight is all about this Lady Dog team stepping up in the big moment. You know, they did it against Clark Range, but that one really didn't have, didn't come with the build-up this one did, in my opinion. They know what's on the line tonight and how they handle that pressure. To me is the key. Honestly, we talked about it, guys. I think we're the better team all around. Now it's time for them to go out and prove it. What's your take, Coach?
Totally agree. I think we've definitely got to play a lot better than we did up there. You know, that's about the worst game we've played all year. But, you know, we got to keep our Katie and Bradley and Rachel on the floor. You know, up there, Bradley and Katie didn't get to play hardy the first half, and it got us in a big hole. So they need to stay on the floor, and we got to get some scoring out of them. You know, we can't win this game scoring 35 or 40 points. I don't think. You know, well, we did against Clark Range, but you know, I think I don't believe we can do that again. We're gonna have to score a few points, but you know, it's a big game. It's basically for a bye into the region. If we win tonight, we finish second. If we lose, we can't do any better than third. So. They know what they're playing for, I assume, and hopefully they're ready to go.
One thing is for certain, whether we finish second or third, it's likely going to set up a rematch of these two squads in the district semifinals. So they know this is probably not the last time the teams are going to meet, Coach Sims. I don't think you hold anything back, though, if your coach wants to, do you?
No, I definitely. You go with everything you got tonight because, you know, it's third place. You get a first round bye, but you know, getting a bye into the region with 8 teams in the district now is really big. So I think they'll be coming out with everything they got tonight.
That has been Tipsy's final take, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Here we are, February the 4th here in Salina, Tennessee, for this big District 6A. Showdown between Clay County and Piggott County. Briley Burchett and Abby Milbury are going to step into tip for it. Head official Nathan Davis steps in, and this one's underway. Piggott County controls the tip. Ellie Smith with it, comes across the line, gives it to Corey Burton. Pinckney County dressed all in black tonight. They'll be shooting at the hoop that's to our right. And already a turnover. Eliza Jenkins comes up with the steal.
She's out of bounds.
And then we do see another turnover, as Coach Sims said. Eliza with an errant pass going out of bounds. Pinckney County coming back in possession of it here. Chloe Burton with it on the inbound play. She's at left wing, defended by Katie Arms. Works it to Bilby at high post, defended by Virtue. They go one-on-one. Bilby drives, kicks it back out to Burton. Now back inside to Bilby. She goes out top to Addie Smith. Good ball moving on the perimeter. We see number an offensive foul call. Is that number 10 they called it on?
That's this girl right here.
That 11. Must be Luddick. Oh, 11. Okay.
Hard to see those numbers.
Yeah, it is.
The outline of those numbers on these black jerseys here tonight, and it's going to be tough on you.
Pickett County having black numerals, as Thomas said, on black jerseys. Clay County with the basketball. It's scoreless here. 7:15 to play. Lady Dogs with it. Rachel Kofus, free throw line jumper. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Bilbrey. The junior brings it across for Pickett County. Drives all the way into the lane. 8-foot jumper, too strong off the glass. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms to Copas. Copas tried to work ahead quickly to Burchett on a fast break, but that pass just out too much in front of Bridie. Turnover out of bounds. 6:50 and ticking here, opening quarter. 0-0 the score. Pickett County with it. Luddick with it out top. That's actually Burton. She handed off to Bilbrey. Now Smith. Back to Bilbrey. Swings it around to Evans. Evans cross court to Ellie Smith. She fires the three-pointer, and it's good from left wing. Head coach Brent Smith's daughter scoring the first points of the contest. It's 3-0 Pickett County.
Smith, or Copas, I guess, has got pinned down inside on a screen there, Daniel. Left Smith wide open on the left wing.
Eliza Jenkins tries to return the favor from left wing for Clay County. She misses on that long ball, though. Rebounded by Smith. Smith to Bilbrey. Bilbrey across court. She works down the right block. Circles back out to the corner. Circles back around to the top of the key to high post now. Picks up the dribble. Has to give it up to Smith. Smith swings around to Burton. Burton at right wing. Defended by Katie Arms. Head coach Brent Smith up off the bench. Calls in a play. His team starts to execute. Burton goes all the way to the hoop. Her layup no good from left block. Rebound Brownlee Burchett. Burchett across the timeline. She wants to go coast to coast. Gets into the lane, and she travels. Bilbrey there tied her up, Coach. Almost the defensive block, looks like.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a real good decision there. I think we need to set it up and work for a good shot. We took two or three in transition, and they hadn't been good shots, I didn't think.
Neither team playing well at this point. We just saw Abby Bilbrey, the veteran, junior, throw the ball out of bounds, trying to come down the court with it, and Clay Kenny's going to have another possession.
Jitters from both sides here already, Daniel. We did see Coach Walker jump in that full court press right there to cause that turnover from Bilbrey, though.
Bradley Burchett, right block, and they're going to call another travel. Bradley's just trying to play under her game.
Well, looks like she could have got a charge there if she pushed off with her arm, but luckily they called a walk instead of a foul.
We see, we've seen about 2-3 zone this year. It looks like Bilbrey playing man on Burchett down there.
Yeah, I think they're in man.
Pickett County with the ball. Foul's going to be called against Marley Ashlock. Chloe Burton going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. Ashlock picks up Clay County's first foul of this contest. It's Chloe Burton, the junior, at the line to shoot. These teams similar in the fact that they only have one senior each on the squad.
Yeah.
Burton makes good on that first free throw. 4-0 the score early. 5:18 left on this first quarter clock. It's been a slow start to the contest.
Well, just kind of a defensive struggle so far. Clay County's playing well on their end. And then you see Bilbrey kind of doing a good job against Burton early on anyway.
Burton hits both of those free throws. 5-0 the score. Clay County with the ball. Bradley Burchett, right block. Shots up, no good. Got it on rebound. Put back, no good. Pulled down this time by Burton. That's actually Luddick. Luddick works ahead to Smith. She's at left wing. Kicks it to Evans. Evans fires the three. She's good. Left corner. 8-0 to score early here. And Matt Walker not pleased with his team at this moment in time. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Pickett County. They were using full court pressure. Jenkins going to inbound to Copas, and the Pickett County fans that made the trip from Burchtown disagreed with that call. You probably heard them over our microphone. Clay County with it. Rachel Copas, right corner, fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Eliza Jenkins. Goes baseline. to Burchett. Burchett can't hang on, and a foul's going to be called. I believe Coy Burton will be called for the personal. It is Burton.
We just need to get on the board. I mean, we played almost half a quarter, and we hadn't scored yet.
8-0. Cofer's inbound from beneath the Clay County goal. Works it into Burchett. Burchett defended closely by Bilby. Burchett gives it up to Copas. Copas defended by Evans at left wing. Rachel drives. Top of the key now. Circles around. Backs out the right corner. Kicks to Ashlock. Marley, 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Luddick, and a foul's going to be called on Riley Burchett. Burchett will pick up her first personal of the contest.
You know, Clay County had the matchup they wanted there. A high screen at the top. Have Bilbrey on Copas. And then Burchett on the smaller defender inside just couldn't take advantage of it, though.
No.
Pickett County with the basketball. Corey Burton out top, hands off to Abby Bilbrey at high post. Bilbrey, defended by Burchett, shoots a jumper, no good off the front of the iron, rebounded by Bradley. Burchett's going to come across the timeline. Matt Walker wants to talk to his girls. We're halfway through this first quarter, 3:58 on the clock. Pickett County 8, Clay County 9.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails 8-0 here midway through the first quarter. And Daniel, Pickett County's buried 2 threes already.
They have. They're shooting well from outside. Clay County, I can't really say if they're hot or not. Offensive end, they've not had a lot of shot opportunities. Lauren Weaver, who's checked into the game, inbounds to Copas. Copas going to run the point, as she will most all the time for Clay County. Works it over to Marnie Ashok, left wing. Back to Weaver out top. Weaver gives off to Arms. Arms drives baseline, loses a handle on the ball. It's picked up by Ashlock. Her jumper no good. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick works ahead to Evans for Pickett County. She picks up the dribble. Tries to work across Abby Bilbrey, and we're going to have a charge called. Offensive foul against Coy Burton. And she has picked up her second personal of the contest. And that is one weakness, Coach Sims, that Pickett County has. Not a lot of depth.
No. They've only got 9 girls, I think. Maybe 10.
Riley Burchett taking.
Of course, he still got the girl on the bench that killed us up there. The blonde-headed girl, whatever her name is, 14.
Burchett taking that charge.
Clay County with the basketball, another turnover. Burton comes up with it. Actually, it wasn't Burton, it's Bilbrey. She goes coast to coast, Pickett County up, 10-9 on the fast break layup by junior Abby Bilbrey. Carol Ann Stockton. The girl you're talking about, she had 15 in that earlier meeting.
Yeah.
Katie Arms, running jumper, no good. Rebound Bilbrey. Pickett County's all over the defensive boards. Clay County only getting one look, a trip, as Lauren Weaver's called for the reach-in foul against Bilbrey. Lauren picks up her first personal in the contest. Clay County's third team foul. Each squad does have three minutes and ticking here. First quarter action. Pickett County has the ball and the lead. They're up 10-9.
That's kind of what I was talking about in Tipsy State, guys. You know, you got to be able to shine in these big moments. And Clay County's just not doing it right now.
Ellie Smith with it. Right wing goes inside to Bilbrey. Bilbrey back out top to Evans. She fires the three. No good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Katie Arms comes up with the rebound. Clay County needs points on this possession. Here we are, 2:30 left in this first quarter, and the black and gold still scoreless here at home against Pickett County. Katie Arms out top. She wants to drive. Gets to the left block, and great defense. Ties her up. She loses the basketball. It's picked up by Lady Bobcat. She's driving the floor. Hands back off to Luddick. Luddick's on right wing. She kicks it across to Evans. Evans tries to go inside to Bilbrey. She does so. She's well defended by Burchett as Marley Ashlock gets the steal. Ashlock across the timeline. Hands off to Katie Arms. Arms with it in the paint. Wanting to shoot. It's up. And we're going to have a travel call. More travels against the Lady Dogs early than I've seen in
the
game.
Yeah, we just played about like we did up there, you know. Only thing up there, we did score a few points in the first quarter. We ain't scored yet.
You know, guys, it you know, looks bleak right now. It's just a 10-point ball game.
Yeah.
That's one way you got to look at it.
We
could
hit a couple shots, you know.
Not out of hand yet.
It's a game.
10-0 the score. Minute 50 and ticking left in this first quarter. Pickett County with the basketball. They work around the perimeter. Luddick with it out top. She gets it to Bilbrey at high post. Once again, defended by Burchett. Bilbrey wants to drive against her, and a blocking call. A blocking foul is called against Riley Burchett. She picks up her second personal. And already, Coach, the one-on-one battle between Burchett and Bilbrey is being won by Bilbrey.
Yeah. Yep.
Minute 39 left in the first quarter. Abby Bilbrey at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Eliza Jenkins checks back into the contest, and Burchett's going to sit down for the remainder of this first quarter. On the floor for Clay County, Weaver, Jenkins, Arms, Kelsey Roten, and Rachel Kopas. Bilbrey makes both of those shots. Brent Smith has his Lady Bobcats up 12-0 over Mount Walker and the Lady Bulldogs. It is early, though, as Thomas mentioned. No reason to be getting excited at this point. Minute and a half left to play in the open quarter. Jenkins with it, right wing, works inside to Weaver. She can't hold on to the pass. It was a little high for her, and it goes out of bounds. Pickett County with another possession here. Clay County, no offensive continuity at all.
None. I had to figure out what Pickett's in. That last trip when they had to actually set up half court. I think it's a 1-3 in their match with Bradley. So I don't know what they're doing now. Bradley's not in the game.
A travel called against Pickett County. The ball handler, I believe, was Shayla Wood, the sophomore. You got a number on her, Thomas, that 34?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I think it is. That's Wood in playing for Pickett County.
Yes, it is. Shelly Wood, I got it.
Black and gold lose another possession. Yeah. Evans comes up with the steel, works ahead to Bilbrey. Her left-handed hay up, no good. Rebound Weaver. Weaver well defended in a trap. They're going to say she traveled, and there has been a lot of walks in this one. I guess she drugged the foot. Pickett County going to have another possession. Ellie Smith, the inbound from beneath her own goal. A minute and 2 seconds left. First quarter action, 12-0. Pickett County in front. Three-pointer taken. Left wing, and it's good. The Lady Cat responsible for that, I'm going to say, was number 34, Shayla Wood.
Pretty sure it was Smith, Daniel.
Oh, it was?
Smith. No, it was Wood.
Shayla Wood with it.
I don't know.
Coach Sims, what just happened?
We turned it over again.
Another Clay County turnover.
Rachel tried to hit Eliza under the basket, and it went off her foot out of bounds.
Clay County just playing tight and nervous. And a block shot by Lauren Weaver swats away an Abby Bilbrey jump shot out of bounds. 42.9 seconds on this first quarter clock, and it's all Lady Bobcats right now. 15-0 the score. Ellie Smith works it in. Bailey Evans in left corner. Hands back to Smith. Smith going to circle out top, reset the offense for Pickett County. Works it across the wood, right corner, baseline pass inside to, I said Bilbrey, but that's not Bilbrey on the post. That's actually Carol Ann Stompton, the next great player perhaps for Pickett County. She's a sophomore and had 15 the last time we met. Pickett County works it in on an inbound play after it was knocked out of bounds, and Eliza Jenkins will be called for the personal foul against Abby Bilbrey.
Tackle her.
And Coach Walker trying to speed things up a little bit, run a little half-court trap action, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just going to run it down for the last shot.
25 seconds and ticking. We have a whistle stopping play. Had a bit of a scoreboard malfunction here for a moment, I think. Official Dustin Williams is going to reset things. Pickett County going to inbound from in front of the scorer's table. Wood works it into Bilbrey. 20 seconds and ticking. All Pickett County in this opening quarter. 15-0 the score. We trailed by that many against Clark Range a couple games ago. Came back and won it. I know Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs are not too downtrodden by this slow start. Kopas comes up with a steal on the inbound play. 5 seconds to play here in the quarter. She's at right block. Shots up. No good. First quarter ends, and Clay County has been held scoreless by Pickett County. The score at the end of the first, Pickett County 15, Clay County 9.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3333.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has had a nightmare start here to this big matchup, Daniel. They trail 15-0, and the Lady Bobcats have buried three three-pointers here. It's really put them over the top.
It has. Three quarters left to do it. Clay County's still in this one, but just the worst start to a contest I've seen them have all year. Riley Burchett, right block. Her shot blocked by Bilbrey. Burchett regains control of loose ball, though. Kicks it out to Katie Arms. Coach Walker up, calling in a play. Wants to see his girls get on the scoreboard here. A lot of times, Coach, once those first points come, everything
is
better.
Yeah, that's what I said about 5 minutes ago. You know, we just score one time, we might be all right, but... We got some foul shots here. Maybe we can hit them.
Katie Arms has got a shot, guys.
Yeah.
Going to the line.
She was fouled on that shot. Shot was no good. Still 15-9. Katie Arms goes to the line.
She missed that one.
To shoot two. And does miss the first one. Arms, a pretty good free throw shooter. As a rule, she's 70% on the season. Has hit 96 out of 137 attempts coming into tonight. Did miss her first there. Misses both of them. Pickett County with the rebound. Caroline Stockton comes across the timeline, picks up the dribble, works across to Bilbrey. She's defended by Jenkins. Back across to Luddick out top. Now Ellie Smith left wing back to Luddick. Bilbrey at high post. They try to run everything through the tall junior. She can play post. She can play guard. She's handling the ball right now. Kicks it back out to Smith.
We didn't see that in Birdstown, guys. We didn't see Bilbrey with the ball in her hands running the ball.
She didn't play the first half, Hardy. She got in foul trouble.
That's right. Bilbrey loses the handle on it. Fortunately for her, though, Bailey Evans, her teammate, picks it back up. Goes back to Bilbrey. Now Smith. Now Luddick. High post. Katie Arms defends her well. She has to kick it out to Evans. Now back into Luddick. Luddick loses the handle on it. Picks it back up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Evans. Pickett County with another shot opportunity. And they make good on it. Evans with the underhand layup from right block. Good. 17-9 the score. 6:35 and ticking. And Coach Smith just hollering at his girls. I'm not sure what he has to be upset about right now. Copas comes down. Jumper, left block, no good. Jenkins with the rebound, goes to the floor, slides about a foot, and a travel call. Pickett County getting another possession back. Thomas, you said it. A nightmare start for Clay County. I can't explain it.
Well, very similar to what happened to them up there in Birdstown, guys.
Yeah, we did score a little in the first quarter.
Yeah, 8 points in the first quarter.
You know, I don't know, guys. You know, we talked about stepping up in big moments, and... You know, this is as big as it gets so far this season, and we're just not seeing that out of the Lady Dawgs as Bilbrey takes a free throw line jumper.
No good.
Stockton with the rebound.
Stockton's putback no good. This time, Bradley Burchett gets it. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Stockton tries to knock it out of her hands. Can't do so. Jenkins hands off to Copas. Copas inside to Burchett. Burchett looks like she was fouled by Luddick. Luddick got away with it, though. And Marley
hit one.
Marley gets on the board for Clay County. And the black and gold fans
give up a layup on the other end.
Let their pleasure be heard. And just as quickly, we see Caroline Stockton come back and take that brief glimpse of momentum away from Clay County. And she adds two more. 19-2 the score. Timeout taken. 5:36 left in the second quarter. Clay County trails by 17.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here to live action, the second quarter, 5:36 on the clock. Clay County with the basketball. They trail by 17, though, 19-2. Katie Arms with it, works over to Burchett. Burchett's been held scoreless in this one to this point. Her shot, once again, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Bilbrey. Clay County going to maintain possession. How many times, Thomas, have we said that? Here 3 minutes into the second quarter, Bradley Burchett yet to score.
Well, we haven't, Daniel. And I tell you, Bilbrey's giving her problems. The length of Bilbrey in the post is affecting Bradley Burchett. You know, she had one shot blocked, and she just seems a little timid right now. And, you know, you talk about she's in her first year starting, guys. You know, this is a new thing for her. She's going to see something new all year long as the season goes. There's another block shot by Bilbrey on Burchett there.
She's having a hard time with Bilbrey. Bilbrey's got another block there.
Pickett County with the basketball. Luddick jumper, right baseline, no good. Rebounded and put back by Evans. It's one of those nights for Pickett County. Evans just standing there. The ball bounced in her hands. She put it back in for two. 21-2 the score. 4:45 and ticking, second quarter. Burchett with it. Hands off to Copas. Copas adds two more. 21-4 now the score. Bilbrey with it for Pickett County. Lady Bobcats playing quickly. They come down the floor. She goes right baseline, kicks it across to Shayla Wood, and she's called for the double dribble. Cherokee Upton checks into the contest for the first time, and we see Marley Ashok set down on the floor for Clay County. Jenkins, Copas, Arms, Upton, and Burchett. 4:32, second quarter, 21-4 the score. Clay County trails by 17 points.
You know, we're talking about Burchett. She just needs to get one to go, guys. I watched her this summer play against girls taller than Bilbrey.
Yeah.
She does a good job usually using her body.
There you go.
It's a confidence range right now as Copas puts in another one back-to-back.
Lady Dogs on a 4-0 run. 21-6 the score now. 4-11 in ticket. Long three-pointer taken by Pickett County. No good off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Smith, and we're going to have a foul called on Jenkins. She was out of position trying to hustle and get the rebound. It was the right call. Not an intentional thing by Eliza, though. Just trying to make a play. Pickett County going to inbound from in front of the Lady Bobcat bench. Evans works it into Bilbrey. 4 minutes to play, second quarter, 21-6 the score. Clay County trailing by 15 points. Still plenty of time in this one. We're going to find out here what this Lady Bulldog team's actually made of. Do they have the heart, the determination to battle back in this contest after going down early and being held scoreless in the first quarter? And here we see Bilbrey add two more points, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Copas going to be called for the personal. That is Rachel's first personal, Clay County's seventh team foul. Going to have a bonus for Pickett County coach the rest of the way in this quarter.
Yeah.
Bilbrey at the line to shoot the and-one opportunity. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Pickett. Actually, it goes out of bounds off the hands of Shayla Wood. She couldn't hang on. Clay County going to have the possession. Jenkins inbounds. Hands off to Arms. Arms going to come across the timeline with it all the way to the hoop. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound Luddick. Luddick ahead to Shayla Wood. Wood, right block, shot up. It's good. 25-6 now. Pickett County in front. Copas passes ahead to Arms. Arms at left wing was fouled by Wood. Shayla Wood picks up her first personal of the, actually her second, I apologize, of the contest. Fifth team foul for Pickett. Substitutions for it. Coach Matt Walker on the floor. We see Kelsey Roten, Marty Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, Briley Birch, and Lauren Weaver. Roten to inbound from in front of the Pickett County bench. 3:21 left here in the second quarter. 25-6 the score. She inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Roten. Roten over to Weaver in the corner. Weaver lost her balance, tried to save the ball, and it ends up in the hands of Abby Bilbrey. Bilbrey drives coast to coast. Shots up. Offensive foul call.
The senior Kelsey Roten, guys.
Oh, he called a starting.
Yep.
Good.
Getting dirty. That's the type of play she does. We've seen her come off the bench and make some defensive stops. And, you know, she's about half the size of Abby Bilbrey and hit the charge right there.
Yeah.
Bilbrey with two personal fouls. Clay County with the basketball. Weaver inbounds to Burchett. Burchett to Hayes. Hayes ahead to Roten. She's across the timeline. Back to Zoe Hayes now. Hayes in the corner to Weaver. Weaver goes baseline beneath the hoop. Dishes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock loses the handle on the pass, though. Ellie Smith comes up with it. Smith ahead to Luddick. Luddick in the corner to Evans. She fires the three-pointer. No good off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Evans, and she's fouled by Weaver. Just a hustle foul there. Weaver and Evans in a foot race trying to get to the ball. Evans getting there first, and the body contact comes after Evans had possession. So Weaver picks up her second personal, and Evans at the line to shoot the 1-1. First one's away, and it's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. 26-6 the score. Clay County trailing by 20. That one too strong off the back of the iron, rebounded by Carl Ann Stockton. Stockton across the Luddick. Luddick shot up, and it was good. Full timeout taken by Matt Walker. 2:37 to play here in the second quarter. Pickett County 28, Clay County 6.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back to action. Clay County with the basketball. Bradley Burchett out top with it. She gets in a trap, picks it up, works to Ashok. Ashok to Roten. Roten fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett's putback, no good. Rebound this time by Weaver. Her putback blocked. Actually, she's fouled by Bilbrey. Weaver going to go to the line to shoot two. No, that was Stockton. No, Bilbrey. That's her third if I'm... Now her second. Burton had two. Weaver misses the front end of her two shots. 28-6 the score. It's been all Pickett County in this one. 2:16 left to play, second quarter. Weaver fires the second one. It's good. 28-7. 21-point lead for Pickett County. They embarrassed the Lady Dogs in Byrdstown back in January. Their biggest lead in that contest was 25 points. They threatened to break that already in this one.
See Coach Walker going to a 2-3 zone here, but
yeah, he's going to make us come out and guard him a little, though. They just sat out there and passed it around.
Pickett County with the ball. Stockton, high post, back out to Smith. They're just going to continue to play this game. Stockton drives inside. Evans fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Weaver. Weaver actually can't hang on. Loses the handle on it. And it goes out of bounds. Pickett County going to have possession. Minute 40 left to play here in this first half. A lot of basketball left. It's been all Pickett County so far. Stranger things have happened, though. 28-7 the score. Lady Dogs trail by 21. Ellie Smith, three-pointer. Left corner, no good. Rebound Lauren Weaver. She hands off to her classmate, point guard Zoe Hayes. Hayes to Ashok. Ashok's jumper, no good. Rebound by Bilbrey. Bilbrey across the timeline. Minute 20 to play in the second quarter. 28-7 the score. Pickett in front. Ellie Smith with it out top. Her dad, Brent Smith, yells out instructions. She backs up, resets the offense, starts to execute. Weaver comes in, knocks the ball loose, comes up with a steal. One-on-one, Weaver against Smith, and she has it slipped out of her hands by Ellie Smith. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County does maintain possession. I wish Lauren could have finished on that one, but was under heavy pressure, and Smith made the nice reach-in knockaway.
Good steal by Weaver out top, and I like the way she took the ball to the hole.
Yeah.
Hayes inbounds to Roten. Roten hands back off to Hayes. Zoe goes inside to Bradley Burgess, still being held scoreless. Bradley averages about 16 points a game this year. She dishes off to Ashok. Ashok misses from point-blank range. 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Bilbrey with it. She passes out of the trap. Gets it to Smith. Now Evans. Now Luddick. Lady Bobcats just around the perimeter with it. Luddick, free throw line. Fakes inside, drives. Ball knocked out of her hands by Hayes. Pickett County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. 32.1 seconds left in the quarter. Hannah Raines checks in for the remainder of this second quarter, I would assume. Pickett County inbounds. Evans with it out top. She hands off to Smith. They're just playing for the last shot. 25 seconds and ticking. Ashlock out now trying to force a pass. She does so. Smith goes back to Evans. Evans defended by Roden. She goes back to Smith. 15 seconds down, ticking. Bilbrey comes up with it out near the timeline. And we've got a blocking foul called against Marnie Ashlock. Ashlock picks up her second personal. Bilbrey's going to go to the line to shoot the 1-1 with 9.3 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 28-7, the score. Clay County, the Lady Dogs have not lost a district game since Byrdstown back in January. On January the 10th or the 11th, I can't remember what the date was. The 10th, I believe. I think that's about six district games in a row they've won.
Yeah, they've been on a roll.
And Pickett County must be the kryptonite for this
Lady Dog
team.
We just can't play with them. I didn't think we could play any worse than we did up there, but I think we've exceeded that this first half here tonight.
I agree.
It's just been pretty. I mean, this is going in the hole for that. I mean, we just haven't done anything.
Hannah Raines going to the line to shoot. She was fouled by a Lady Bobcat. I'm unsure of who it was. Perhaps it was Ellie Smith, number 13. That's what they have on the scoreboard. Hannah Raines in the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Knocks it down. Raines shooting what I show to be her first free throws in varsity action this season. She's 100% right now.
That's good.
Second one's away. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Evans. 6 seconds and ticking to go in the half. Evans with it. Top of the key. She's fouled. It's either Ashlock or Hayes. I'll have to wait for the call. Ashlock picks up the personal. That is the third on Marty. She leads the Lady Dogs in that category. 2.9 seconds. Bailey Evans at the line. First one's away. Good. She's getting to shoot two because it is double bonus now. However, the half's about over. 2.9 seconds on the clock. Evans hits both of those. Pickett County in front, 31-8. Clay County inbound. Zoe Hayes with it. Desperation three-pointer at the buzzer. Falls short. First half ends. Pickett County 31, Clay County 8. Stay tuned for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where we have witnessed a disappointing first half if you're a Clay County Lady Bulldog fan. And they trail 31-8 here at halftime to the Pickett County Lady Bobcats and were held scoreless in the first quarter. Clay County fell behind 15-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then Lady Bobcats just poured it on, doubled up Clay County 16-8 in the second for your halftime score of 31-8. Won't take long for Clay County. Rachel Kopas has 4 points. Marley Ashlock, 2. Lauren Weaver, 1. Hannah Rains, 1. For Pickett County, Bailey Evans is leading the way with 10 points. Abby Bilbrey has 7. Shayla Wood, 5. And Ellie Smith has 3. Luddick, Chloe Burton, and Carol Stockton has 2. Again, Clay County trails 31-8 here at halftime in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. About 3.5 minutes left in halftime, 31-8 the score. Pickett County in front. We'll go ahead and do the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. This past Friday night saw Clark Range beat Monterey 58-34. Pickett County beat Redbourne Springs 65-50. Clay County beat Jackson County 62-34. And Trousdale beating Gordonsville 54-46. Tonight's contest, 23-3 Clark Range is hosting 6-19 Trailsdale. 16-8 Clay County trails here at halftime, 31-8 to 22-2 Pickett County. 3-18 Jackson County is hosting 18-9 Redbourne Springs. And 5-20 Monterey is hosting 10-14 Gordonsville. Current standings in the girls' side of the District 6A bracket. First place, Clark Range, 11-1 district record. Two teams tied for second. That'd be Pickett County and Clay County, both at 10-2. Pickett County showing that they're hopeful to be the 2 seed coming out of this. Redbourne Springs in fourth place, 7-5 in the district. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 4-8. Sixth place, Trousdale, 3-9. Seventh place, Jackson County, 2-9. And eighth place, Monterey, 0-11 in the district. The girls' 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees. Coach Sims, during the by the Bulldog History pregame show, we talked about the great Melissa Webb. Started for you all 4 years, I believe you said, from 91 through 94. Just the epitome of a point guard. You played her there, and she could do it all. Just so impressive, the career she put together.
True. I coached her in junior high. I mean, she was my starting point guard down there for 2 years. And then, of course, when she came up, I moved her right in the starting point guard in high school. Of course, I had a good point guard already, Sonya Smith. And Sonya was a little better shooter than Melissa was, so I moved her to the two guard. And then if Melissa got in foul trouble or needed a break, I could put Sonya out there. But, yeah, she was probably the best passer I ever had as far as picking a defense apart. I mean, if you was inside... You better be awake, because if she saw a lane, that ball would be there, I mean, in a second. She'd catch it upside the head if you wasn't ready for it. And she was so strong. She could make a pass from baseline to baseline. I seen her get a steal one night, around the foul line area and throw a strike under the basket so somebody down there, put it right on the money. But
a lot of boys would struggle to make that
pass. Yeah, I mean, she was strong and, tough. A little mean streak in her too, which didn't hurt anything. We won a lot of games. I think we won 104 games while she was in high school. Of course, she wasn't the only one, but she was the one that run the show for us and
played for 2 state titles during that time.
Went to 3 state tournaments. Freshman year we got to sub state and got beat, but had a great career and then played a couple of years of college ball too. And she was on those first really, really good teams I had, all 4 years there.
You talk about her being a great passer. She holds the single season mark for assists with 195 her senior year. Nobody else. Rachel Kopas actually, I think, is second there. Last season, she had about 20 less, around 175. Yeah. So that record stood for a while now.
Yeah, it's like I said, she's fancy. She was open.
Third quarter action has started here. Good start for Clay County. They came up with a Pickett County turnover, and Katie Arms goes to the hoop, but that momentum taken away, though. Offensive foul called. Katie Arms picks up what I think is her first personal of the contest. That's how they posted
her. That's a good move there, though. She's got little Smith Gardner, and she's a little bigger than her, so she should be able to work on her down there.
Pickett County with the ball. Chloe Burton comes back in after she set a lot during the second quarter in foul trouble. Eliza Jenkins gets in the passing lane, steals that pass, comes across the timeline, drives all the way to left corner, inside pass to Burchett. Burchett shot up
there
and it goes. Valley going to go to the line for the end one opportunity. There's still time in this one.
Yeah.
We've got a whole half to
yeah.
play.
And that's the Riley Merchant we know
yeah.
right there, guys.
We came 17 back in against Clark Range. You know, we're just 21 back now. You know, it can be done.
She took that one confidence. Double hand, power dribble, spun, went to the rim, and you can see the difference in Riley Burchett already.
Hey, we've got a rebound.
Her first points of the contest. She misses that one opportunity. Rebounded by the eyes of Jenkins, though. Jenkins kicks it out to Katie Arms. Arms knocks it down from behind the arc. A three-pointer. 31-13 the score. And I would have liked to have known what was said at halftime.
That's a five-point trip.
They have flipped ends of the floor. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right now. Peggy Kenny the hoop to our left. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Bilbrey out top. Kicks over to Evans. Evans back to Bilbrey. Now back to Evans. Just passed around. Coach, what were you in defensively?
Yes, man.
Bilbrey out top. Dishes off to Evans. Evans goes to Smith in the corner. Back out to Bilbrey. Piggott County doing what you said Clay County needed to do earlier. Just passing around looking for a good shot.
Yeah.
Three-pointer taken and missed by Burton. She missed everything on that. Rebound Katie Arms. She's across the timeline with it. Got that look in her eye. Wants to drive. Kicks it out to Ashok. Ashok passed to Jenkins. Was stolen. Fortunately, Burton comes up with it. Unfortunately, she kicks it. And over and back's going to be called as she had to go get it to keep a layup from happening.
Well, you know, you don't dribble one down your knee and kick it down the floor without a little contact, Daniel. Pretty good no call there, I guess.
6:10 on the clock as the ball is now Piggott County's. They'll inbound from the baseline beneath their goal. Smith works into Evans. 31-13 the score. Clay County trails now by what I assume is 18. Yes, 18 drives. Make it 20. The shot was no good, though. Katie Arms going to be called for the foul, and we see Shayla Wood go to the line to shoot two. Katie's second personal. Clay County could get in some foul trouble here down the stretch. Arms has two. Jenkins has two. Burchett has two. Weaver has two. And Ashok has three.
Missed.
Shayla Wood misses the front end of that free throw. Piggott County thus far in the second half is yet to score. And they're still scoreless here. Is we're over 2 minutes into it now. 5:55 and ticking. She missed both of those free throws. Did Wood. Copas with it out top for Clay County. Jenkins posted up, wanting the ball. She tries to feed her, can't do it. Goes to Ashok. Ashok now to Burchett. Burchett now to Copas. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker here in this third quarter. Burchett with it. High post. Drives inside. Kicks to Jenkins. Jenkins back out top to Copas. Clay County just trying to find a good look. Piggott County doing a nice job defensively. Something they pride themselves in doing is playing good defense. Jenkins hit in the face. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Copas. Her jumper no good. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick to Smith, and Piggott County going to come back across the timeline. Smith to Bilbrey. Bilbrey in the corner to Wood. She fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Ashok.
They're throwing up air balls now.
Copas with it after Ashok hands it to her. Rachel drives left side of the lane, hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins crosses the paint, picks up her dribble, kicks it outside to Copas. She fires a three, and it's good. 31-16 now the score. 15 points the difference. Clay County battling back in this one. 30-second timeout taken by head coach Brent Smith. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County trying to dig and claw their way back into this one. 4:50 remaining in the third quarter. 31-16 the score. Piggott County going to inbound. Warren Weaver's checked in for Clay County. We've got Weaver, Arms, Copas, Jenkins, and Burchett on the floor for the black and gold. Full court pressure being applied. Full court man, it looks like. Piggott County does beat it, though. And they quickly come down and score. Bit of a breakdown there. Coy Burton on the bucket. Copas with it. 33-16 the score. Rachel, 8-foot jumper. No good. Fell short of the rim. Must have been deflected because they say that it is Clay County ball. The ball fell short, went out of bounds, and a deflection must have taken place. Cobra's going to inbound from beneath her own goal. Clay County needing points on every trip right now. Jenkins with it out top on the inbound play. Dribbles to her left, down to her right, sets up in high post, picks up, hands off to Burchett. Burchett, nice little pass to Weaver.
Good.
Weaver hits the baseline layup. 33-18 the score. Good little high-low play there by the Lady Dogs. 4:05 and ticking, third quarter. Lots of time left, about 12 minutes of game clock. Clay County trails by 15. They need some defensive stops here during this third quarter. Pickett County trying to help them out. They've not shot as well, Coach, this quarter.
No, they've not.
Burton
only hit one shot. It's a layup.
As Bilbrey knocks down a three-pointer.
They hit that one, though.
Sure did. Abby Bilbrey, the junior. She can do it inside. She can do it outside. Copas with it. Jump shot from right block. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County's Burton. And Eliza Jenkins going to be called for an over-the-back foul. Eliza picks up her third of the contest. That's two for Clay County in the second half. And one for Pickett. Actually, three for Clay County. Warren Weaver sits down, and Kelsey Roten checks in for her. Pickett County inbound after the Jenkins foul. They work it into Luddick. Luddick ahead to Burton. Burton ahead to Bilbrey. Right wing. Now she drives in the paint, spins to her right, and a foul's going to be called against Riley Burchett. That's going to be the third. And they're saying it's a shooting foul, too. Third personal for Riley Burchett. Clay County has three players with three that I show anyway. Martin Ashok, Eliza Jenkins, and Riley Burchett all with three personals. Bilbrey's so good from the free throw line, she hits that one.
And she's never really hurt us too much in the 3 years she's been till tonight. And she's hurt us tonight.
Yeah, we were talking, you and I were coach earlier, and you talked about how that all through coming up, Pee Wee Junior High and into high school, they talked about her. We've neutralized her, but yeah, we're seeing tonight how good a player she can be. Pickett County comes up with a steal. Luddick comes down and lays it in. Two more points good for Luddick and Pickett County. 3:05 and ticking. Clay County had a little bit of a run going. That's been neutralized now. 40-18 the score. Katie Arms drives Bilbrey there to block her shot. And a foul's going to be called against Pickett County's Bilbrey. And Abby Bilbrey can't really believe that call. The Pickett County fans can't hardly believe it either. And to be honest, I didn't see it.
I didn't either. But I'm glad they called it.
2:58 left to play in the third. Clay County with an opportunity to get a hold back on this contest a little bit. Copas inbounds to Burchett. Burchett at left block working on Bilbrey. Shot up, no good. Bilbrey gets the rebound. Comes across the timeline. Abby Bilbrey at the high post now. Drives inside. Left block. Just has the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Pickett County maintains possession as Burchett will receive credit for a block there.
They're trying to go at Brady, give that fourth foul on her.
Carol Ann Stockton checks back in. She's a great player for Pickett County. Luddick with it. High post. Kicks out to Smith. Left wing. Smith back out to Evans. Evans inside to Luddick. She's working against Zoe Hayes. Luddick shot's up. It's good.
That's a tough shot.
Yeah, it was. And Hayes was there doing everything she could to stop her.
Now we throw it away.
Clay County turns it over. They come down trying to make an outlet pass full length to the court. Smith comes up with it. Smith fires a three-pointer. No good. In and out. Rebounded by Stockton. And a lot of girls reach in there and tie the ball up. They're saying it's a jump ball possession arrow in favor of Clay County. 2:15 remaining here in the third quarter. 18-42 the score. Clay County trailing by 24 points. They have come out and fought here in the third. They scored 8 points in the second quarter. No points in the first quarter. They've scored 10 here in the third. As Burchett's going to be called for the offensive foul. And I've got to agree, she just lowered the shoulder and fouled over the Lady Bobcat and picks up her fourth personal. Burchett, well, I said it's her fourth. The board shows three. I do think it's four. We'll see. Coach Walker sets her down.
Taking her out regardless. I don't know.
No, you mentioned it, Daniel. Clay County scored the first 8 of this quarter, and now Pickett County has gone on a 9-0 run here to increase that halftime lead.
Pickett County with the basketball. Evans, left corner, three-pointer. No good off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick dishes back off to Smith, and the Lady Bobcats get to reset. Burton with it now. She dishes inside to Luddick. Luddick going to be fouled by Lady Bulldogs. That's going to be number 30, Hayes. Coach Sims, Clay County Schools were closed today for sickness. In fact, were closed the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday. You coached in a lot of games, I'm sure, where you either had snow that day or something going on. Does it affect the girls to play when they're out of their routine?
Sometimes it does. I know Matt, I saw him in before the game. He said they came in today and they didn't practice good at all. So, yeah, I guess it does some teams more than others, you know.
Certainly, it can't explain all of the trouble we've had tonight, though, in this contest. Clay County with the ball. They do force a turnover. Copas comes up with a steal. Lady Dogs with it. 42-18 to score. They need points, and they need them early and often as they go here through the remainder of this contest. Izzy Hale in, playing for Clay County. The ball goes off of Izzy Hale's hands. But head official Nathan Davis saw it different, and he's going to give Clay County back possession of the ball, and I appreciate that. Copas inbounds to Hale, and she adds 2 points. Minute 10 and ticking, third quarter action. Clay County trailing by 22. Stockton with it for Pickett County, crosses the timeline, picks up the dribble, dishes off to Luddick. Luddick well defended by Hayes. Zoe Hayes doing a nice job tonight, just staying all over her opponent. Foul's called against Cherokee Upton. Let's reset things as far as personnel goes for Clay County with 57.2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. On the floor, we have Kelsey Roden, Izzy Hale, Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, and Rachel Kofas. And I think that's Luddick at the line to shoot two. She misses the first. Second one's away. It's good. 43-20 the score. 55 seconds and ticking. Clay County with the ball. Kofas drives all the way from one end of the court to the other. Reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Luddick. She passes ahead to Stockton. Stockton dishes up to Burton. Burton can't hang on to it. Hayes comes up with a steal. Actually, it was Roten, and she hands off to Hayes. Now full court pass ahead to Kofas, and Kofas is just hammered by Luddick. Luddick going to be called for the foul.
You know, you mentioned the effort of Zoe Hayes. You know, we've seen this second half, guys. I mean, Clay County hasn't quit.
They've
seen a lot of players out here. You know, if nothing else, they're playing for pride and playing hard.
Yeah, they're getting after it still.
Arms with it on the inbound. Gives to Hayes. Hayes jumper in the lane. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Izzy Hale's hand. Pickett County going to have the basketball. 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. 43-20 the score. Stockton with it for the Lady Bobcats. She comes across the line. Slows it down in front of Coach Smith. Now she dribbles away from him towards the home stands here at Clay County High School, just chewing time. Down now to 18 seconds and ticking. Stockton defended by Hale. Hale steps in, makes her start to dribble. Now there's a trap and a steal. Katie Arms forces the steal. Hayes picks up a loose ball, works ahead to Upton. Upton baseline jumper. Good. 43-22 the score. 19 points the difference. As this third quarter is going to expire here at Clay County High School. So after a horrible first half, Clay County puts together a pretty nice third quarter that sees them score 14 points in it. They've got 8 minutes left to settle it. Your current score going into the fourth, Pinky County 43, Clay County 22.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Welcome back to Salina, where the Lady Dogs have shown some signs of life here in this third quarter. Daniel outscored Pickett County 14-12 to narrow the lead to 21.
43-22, the current score. Pickett County with the basketball. 7:45 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Bilbrey with it out top. Hands off to Luddick. Luddick works across to Evans. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Burton. Burton's putback no good. Rebounded this time by Luddick, and they're going to say a jump ball.
We got lucky there. Thought they fouled her.
Position arrow in favor of Clay County. Roden inbounds to Upton. Upton hands back to Roden, and we see Luddick just reach in and put it to Kelsey Roten. Roten hits the hardwood hard here. Looks like landed forehead first.
Forehead on the hardwood.
Kelsey visibly shaking up, and she's going to stay on the... No, she is going to sit down. Going to come to the bench here. On the floor for Clay County is going to be Arms, Hayes, Jenkins, Upton, and Hale. 7:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. 43-22 the score. Katie Arms with it, left block, shots up. No good. Rebound Hale. And they're going to call a foul. I think Hale's going to be called for the foul. And we're going to see Pickett County walk to the other end to shoot the 1-1. Going to be a long fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll shoot about 20 fouls off this quarter at the rate we're going.
Seventh team foul, actually the eighth, against Clay County here in the second half. Bilbrey at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. And if I had my guess, she'll hit it.
Nope.
Missed that one. She's been very good from the stripe tonight. Hayes with the rebound. Works ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins out top. Dribbles to her left. Wants to go baseline. Does so. Kicks it back out, though. Was looking for Upton. Jenkins' pass was stolen by Evie Smith. Smith ahead to Burton. Burton with it right wing. Kicks it to Bilbrey. She goes across the baseline to Luddick. Luddick puts it in for two. Well executed.
Yeah. And we had two guarding the ball. Nobody guarding the girl under the basket.
This Pickett County team, as we mentioned, they only have one senior that starts, that being Ellie Smith. She does a great job for them. Doesn't score a lot of points, though. And we see two more added by Pickett County, and they're just pouring it on now. As Luddick adds two more. Coach Walker calling a timeout. We saw early dominance by Pickett County. We saw dominance during the second. Clay County did win the third, and now early in the fourth quarter, Pickett County taking control back. 47-22 the score. Lady Dogs trail by 25.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here to action. Zoe Hayes has it stolen from her by Chloe Burton. Burton going to have an open layup attempt. It's up and it's good. 49-22. Coach Sims and I were talking during break. Now this Pickett County Lady Bobcat team, Clay County don't match up good with them, I guess. For whatever reason, we have failed to play well against Pickett County in the two meetings this year. Hannah Raines with it, right blocked. Her shot blocked by Abby Bilbrey. Bilbrey has at least six swatted away shots tonight. Upton comes up with Blue Spall, though, after Bilbrey knocked it away. She hands off to Roten. Roten working now with it. Actually, that's the freshman that's in. Kennedy May working, I believe. May has it stolen from her by Burton. Burton heads to Bilbrey. Bilbrey passes off to Evans, and Evans going to be fouled by Raines. Hannah Raines picks up her first personal of the contest. Ninth team foul against Clay County. On the floor for head coach Matt Walker, we see sophomore Cherokee Upton, freshman Kennedy May, sophomore Eliza Jenkins, sophomore Zoe Hayes, and junior Hannah Raines. And it looks like Brent Smith pulling out a lot of his starters here. We see Ellie Smith come sit down. Coy Burton comes sit down. And Abby Bilbrey comes sit down.
Well, he should. He's up 28. 5 minutes, something to go.
51 to 22 the score. 29 points now the lead for Pickett County. 5:35 and ticking in the contest. Kennedy May with it, left wing. Hands off to Hayes. Hayes tries to go inside to Jenkins. Eliza has it, circles back out behind the arc, has a good run and left-handed jumper. Good for two. Pickett County quickly back down on their end. And number three, Jasmine Brown, the sophomore, going to go to the line to shoot as Hannah Raines picks up her second foul.
You know, this really doesn't make much sense. I mean, Clark Raines has beat Pickett handily both times, 20 the first time and 15 the second.
Yep.
Even though the games were probably closer than the score. And, you know, we played Clark Raines a really good game up there and then beat them here. And we can't even stay on the floor with them. I mean, both times they've just manhandled us. I don't know if it's matchups or what.
Well, you mentioned that Coach Smith for them does do a good job, gives them some fits.
He does. He tries to take, well, everybody does, they try to take your strengths away, you know, but evidently they do a better job than anybody else does because people's been trying to double and triple Bridie for the last month, and she's still been getting her 20 about every night. You know, tonight she got shots blocked. She finally scored a few points, but you know, not very many.
What does Burchett have, Thomas? Four. Bradley. 4 points.
Two points. Katie, has she even scored?
Katie, yeah. She hit a three.
Three, and that's it?
Just the 3-pointer, that's it?
I mean,
Rachel has seven.
They can get you about 30 between them, you know, and they've got seven or five.
Kendi May at the line to shoot free throw. She missed the second one. What about the first? Missed both of them, Thomas says. Foul's going to be called against Hannah Raines. That is her third. Pickett County going to walk to the other end to shoot two. It's going to be Caroline Stockton to take care of those duties. Pickett County in the double bonus. So most likely, flipping back to the district standings, as Clay County's going to drop this one, Pickett County's going to solidify second place going into the district tournament. Clay County's going to have an 11 or 10 and 3 district record after tonight. They're going to be taking on Redbourne Springs this Friday.
We could lose still if it'd be third, I think.
Right. That's what I was looking at, because Redbourne's sitting in fourth. They're 7-5 in the district.
The worst we could do is four losses.
Basically set.
Kogi, it is set now, at least for the top four set. Who added those two, Thomas Head?
Hannah Raines in the post.
Yeah, Hannah Raines.
Hannah Raines adds two. On the floor for Clay County, Hannah Raines, who just got a rebound, Abby Head, Kennedy May, Izzy Hale, and Zoe Hayes. Abby Head shot up from right block. It was good for Head. She's going to go behind to shoot and one, though, as she was fouled. District tournament going to be held at Livingston this year. No satellite games during the first round playing games. Everything's going to be at Livingston. I know I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit with this next comment, but the region quarterfinals will be satellite games held at the higher seed places. Livingston going to be the venue this year for the big district 6A tournament that's going to be starting here in a couple weeks.
And the semis and the finals of the region also, right?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, it's all at Livingston this year. I think AAA was having third region at White County where we'd been the last couple of years.
A Lady Bobcat at the line to shoot. Still 4 minutes left in this one. Pickett County in front, 54 to 29 after that free throw was good. I can't see the number on the jersey. 11. It is Luddick at the line. Thank you. Luddick hits the second one there. I actually hit both of them. 55-29 now the score. Clay County with it. Hayes working it right block. Her shot up. No good. Rebound by Stockton. Caroline Stockton, you mentioned her other coach had 15 in that prior meeting. She's a sophomore. Good player.
Yeah, she is. Not really hurt us tonight like she did up there, but she hadn't played near as much.
Hannah Raines knocks the ball out of bounds. Pickett County going to maintain possession. 3:35 left in this and 55-29 the score. Big lead for Pickett County. They've had a big lead all night.
They have, Daniel. And you know, I really thought Clay County was ready for this one.
Well,
I thought they were ready to rise to the occasion, Coach. It just wasn't the case.
I really thought so, too. I thought they would have. You know, I said up there after they beat us 40, I said, wouldn't surprise me a bit if we beat them at our place. And I was still looking for that tonight, but, you know, it just didn't happen. And we have played a little better this second half to kind of keep it reasonable, but we played so bad the first half. We just took ourselves out of any chance to win.
Foul called on the floor against the Lady Bobcat. And we're going to have Lady Bulldog walk down to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Looks like it's going to be Abby Head stepping to the line. On the floor for Clay County, Zoe Hayes, Kennedy May, Abby Head, Dory McLean, and Izzy Helm. Head's free throws away, and it's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. So Clay County will be playing the winner of the 6-7, yeah, of the 6-7 game.
I guess. I don't really know.
I think that's right.
I don't even know who 6-7 is. Probably.
Currently, right now,
Hartsville,
it's Hartsville and Jackson.
Okay.
The way it sits right now. Two teams that Clay County's beaten both times they met. But that will be an elimination game.
It will.
In the district quarterfinals for the Lady Dogs. Remaining action during regular season play includes Redbourne Springs this coming Friday. We'll have that game live. And then the home closure senior night, which will be
a week from then. It's the following
week from Friday.
Yes, February 14th against Van Buren County. We will not carry that contest here on the Horizon Sports Network. As we see Dory McLean add 2 points at the Clay County end, making it 55-33. We're not going to carry the Van Buren game. Going to take a break on it and get set to call some of the district action over from Livingston Academy. Pickett County with the basketball. They're dribbling it right wing with it. Stops and gets it left wing. Kicks it back out top to Luddick. Luddick works over to a teammate at right wing. She's defended by May. Hands off to another Lady Bobcat. She drives and Izzy Hale miles her.
Yeah, she put her on the floor.
Hale picks up the foul.
I think that's Brown, Daniel.
Jasmine Brown at the line to shoot two. First one's way good. Makes me curious if she kin to the Brown that graduated from up there last year that was so good.
I don't know. I didn't think she had a sister, but I don't really know that.
Hale, no. Stockton called for the foul. I thought
Brown that graduated last year is playing over at Bethel in West Tennessee. One of my old players, Anita Bartlett, texted me the other day. She was at that game. I guess her husband was reffing. She said, who's this Brown girl from Pickett County? I said, well, she was Pickett County's best player last year. She said she's coming off the bench and getting to play some.
Izzy Hale shooting the front end of a 1-1 misses it. After the Pickett County missed free throw by Brown earlier, Hale rebounded it and was fouled. That's how she got to the line. Pickett County back with possession of the ball after Hale misses her free throw. Luddick shot blocked by Dory McLean at left block. Kept the line by Stockton. Back inside the Luddick, they try to go, and Abby Head comes up with the steal. Minute and a half left to play in this one. Head with it at right wing. Works inside to Hale. Hale spins into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by May. May's putback was actually, she was fouled on it. Shot never made it to the rim. I thought they were going to call a jump ball.
Really?
However, they called a foul on Pickett County. Brown picks up the foul, and Kennedy May goes to the line to shoot two. First one's away from Kennedy. No good. Too strong. Minute 23 left in this one. Pickett get up by 23. 56-33 the score. Boys action coming up after this. And Pickett County boys have put together some good basketball during the last month of play. Coach Edwards' squad going to have to work for it tonight. The big story there, Jake Ashcroft with the flu earlier this week. I'm not sure if we'll even see him tonight. We'll have to wait and see.
I was talking to Coach Edwards. He said he was going to try to play. You know, he wasn't sure what he'd get out of him, but he's going to give it a go.
Two more points added by Pickett County, an unknown scorer for the Lady Bobcats. Dory McLean with it on the black and gold end. She works, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Hale at left wing. Hale with a power dribble, goes to high post with it, spins, picks up the dribble, kicks it to Head. Head goes baseline, and she tries to pass, but before she does so, she steps out of bounds. 42.3 seconds remaining to settle this one. And it's not, it has not been a pleasure to watch if you're a Bulldog fan in this one.
Well, you know, it's still going to end up closer than the last one was. Last one was, what, 61-28?
I think so. Let's look at
58-33 right now. So.
Andrew Meadows game report here. Last time they met, 52-28.
52?
Yeah. That's what.
Oh, 61.
You've got a good memory, so it very well could be that Andrew's wrong.
I don't know. Andrew, he's usually right. I was thinking they beat us about 30-something, but I may be wrong.
Speaking of Andrew Meadows, him and assistant coach Mark Ashlock were the feature interviews during the pregame show. So if you tuned in late and missed that portion of the Carquist pregame show, tune back in once the game goes final. It's posted on the Internet. Listen to those interviews, including assistant coach Andrew Meadows, who handles all the stats for both teams. He goes really in-depth with that stuff. Dory McLean comes up with a steal. She's going to have a layup attempt, but she's fouled before she gets to. Ruddick going to be called for the personal. McLean going to go to the line to shoot two. Help me out, Coach. Where did Andrew go down and spend time at during college?
Belmont.
I always want to say Lipscomb, and I know that's right.
He was the manager for 4 years. Rick Bird, that was had really good teams, you know, while he was there.
I know he learned a lot of basketball
sure
during that time.
Yeah, you know, he was kind of going to go back and be a grad assistant this year, but Bird retired, and that kind of threw a monkey wrench in his plans there, so he didn't get to do that.
That did enable the Clay County squads to retain him each and every night.
Yeah.
He runs the JV program for Coach Edwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the boys has played a lot of JV games. Andrew scheduled a few weekend tournaments they played in.
Yeah, that really helps the younger players get to play some.
59-34 the score. Love to get the line to shoot for Pickett County. I know we've done a poor job over this last half a quarter of calling the action. Whenever it gets like this, I tend to wonder a little bit and want to converse with Coach Sims about different things. And it's been all Pickett County. That's pretty much what you need to know.
Yeah.
8 seconds to play. Time's ticking. Abby Head comes across the timeline. Clay County going to have the last shot at it. They work across the hill. Her shot's up from right baseline. It's no good. And this one's over finally. Pickett County 61, Clay County 34. Big win for the Lady Bobcats. They secure the second seed in the District 6A tournament that's coming up. Clay County going to be the third seed in that tournament. Stay with us for the Cumberland Exteriors Girls Wrap after these ads.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle Farm. Farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community. including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience, our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up. And honestly, Coach, there's not a whole lot to talk about here on the Clay County side in this contest. They fell behind 15-0 at the end of the first quarter and then trailed 31-8 at the half. Did show a little life with an 8-0 run to start the second half, but it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
No player in double figures. Just an ugly, ugly night. Once again, against Pickett County here in Clay County.
Evidently, they've got our number. You know, I don't know. I don't know what, if I was coaching this team, I don't know what I'd do to try to, you know, they can play, like I said earlier, you know, Clark Range, you know, they beat them and played them close. And I mean, both games to pick, it's just been total blowouts. I mean, we hadn't even been in the game hardly from the very tip, you know.
Right.
I thought we took bad shots early there, and, you know, and you're not going to hit bad shots most of the time. You got to work the ball and get a good shot. And I thought everybody kind of affected Briley inside. She blocked a couple of shots early on her. She finally scored a couple of times in the second half. But, you know, we said it before, you know, Briley and Katie and Rachel, to a certain extent, they've got to get good shots and several points for us to, you know, play with most teams. And that just didn't happen tonight. You know, I think Briley had maybe four and Katie three or something. And Rachel, I don't know what she had, not many, maybe four or five or something. But
yeah. Not much tonight, Coach, but
yeah.
You said it, you know, just nothing could go right for Clay County. Had turnovers, you know, you got to give Pickett County credit. They played pretty good defense, forced a lot of them.
Well,
you mentioned Bilbrey on both
of them. They did. Brent does a good job, but like I said, trying to take your strengths away. And, you know, when he really wasn't doing anything that other teams hadn't been doing. You know, people's been trying to put two or three on Bilbrey or on Briley lately, and, you know, she's still been able to get her points most of the time. But I don't know. We're going to end up in the same bracket with them regardless. 2 and 3 have been in the same bracket, so if we can win our first game, we're going to play them again. And, you know, if they'd have finished third, we'd end up playing them in the same game, so
right.
It doesn't affect anything if we can win. But we've got to win now. You know, you figure we could beat either Jackson or Trousdale, whoever it was to play, hopefully. But,
sure.
You know, when tournaments gets here, you know, you kind of got to pick it up another notch. You know, you got to. And that's what I always try to preach to my teams. You know, can't stay at the same level you've been at all year. You know, you gotta turn it up some. You know,
right.
And intensity and all that good stuff. And you know, hopefully these girls can. You know, I still think they could go a long way. But if we play like tonight, we won't go very far at all.
I have to agree with you, Coach. Friday, Red Bull and Springs. We'll see
you
over there.
Yeah, it'll be a good game.
Good to have you, Coach Sam.
Thank you.
For Clay County, Rachel Kovas led the way with 7 points tonight. Abby Head had 5 late in fourth quarter action. For the starters, Riley Burchard ended up with 2, Katie Arms 3, Marley Ashlock 2, Liza Jenkins 2, Lauren Weaver 3, Isabella Hale 2, Cherokee Upton 2, Hannah Raines 3, and Dora McLean 3. For Pickett County, had 3 in double figures, led by Kendall Luddick with 14, and both Bailey Evans and Abby Bilbrey scored 12. Shayla Wood had 7, Chloe Burton 6, Carol Stockton 4, Jasmine Brown 4, and Ellie Smith 1 3-pointer. Again, Clay County falls to Pickett County by a score of 61-34 here in Salina. That wraps up the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, offering windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. Give Parker Donaldson a call today in Salina. Stay with us for the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Bobcats here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts.
your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sag and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. This past Friday night's contest saw Clay County beat Jackson County 62-51. Monterey beat Clark Range 69-58. Trousdale County beating Gordonsville 44-41. And Pickett County beating Redbourn Springs 60-58. Tonight's contest on the boys side around the district. 21-3 Clay County about to play 15-8 Pickett County. 21-4 Monterey is hosting 15-9 Gordonsville. 8-14 Jackson County is hosting 18-10 Redbourn Springs. 5-21 Clark Range hosts 9-16 Trousdale County. Current District 6A standings, Clay County alone in first place with their 10-2 record. Monterey sits at second with a 9-2 district record. Third place is Gordonsville, 8-4 in the district. Two teams tied for fourth place, Redbourne Springs, 7-5, and Pickett County, 7-5. So this one means a lot for the Bobcats trying to get in the top half of the district standings heading into the district tournament. Sixth place, Trousdale County, 3-9 district record. Seventh place, Jackson County, 2-9. And eighth place, Clark Range, 1-11. Boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bugs aren't as mean when Budget's on the scene. Coach Watson, this is a Pickett County team that has beaten two out of three teams that beat them the first time around. Red Bullen beat them the first time they met. They turned around and beat Red Bullen. Gordonsville beat them the first time they met. They turned around and beat Gordonsville. Monterey beat them the first time they met. Monterey also got them the second time, but barely. I think it was a three-pointer.
Yeah,
it was a one-possession game.
Real close ball game.
So Pickett County doing what a good team does, what a good coach does the second time around, making improvements and getting better. And I guess we need to go ahead and go into the CarQuest pregame show full coverage final word, and that's really where we need to be talking about that stuff. It is our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Thomas Weaver, we'll kick you first. Make sure that we cover it all, just like Mark Ashog and that agency does.
We'll try it, Daniel. And my policy tonight is for the Dogs to use this one, kind of redeem themselves a little bit. You know, I think they viewed that Jackson County playing them close like that as a little bit of an embarrassment, Coach. You know, I think they're ready to make it a statement here tonight.
Yeah.
And no better people to do it against than here against Pickett County.
We just kind of got out of sync against Jackson County the other night and got lucky, and I guess we really had a big handoff to Gunner and Grant for some excellent half-court defense that turned the ball game around there toward the end. They made a couple of big defensive plays and, you know, kind of put us out in front, and then put it away for us.
Grant played so well on the offensive end as well, scored a lot of points in that fourth quarter, was very good from the free throw line. I think that not that he necessarily needed to grow up, that kind of makes it sound like he wasn't playing well before. He was playing great before. But I think we see him elevate even further levels with that growing moment during that contest.
I agree with you, but there was a lot of other big plays down the stretch of that game. You know, you saw Mason Sharp get a 5-second call.
Yeah.
You saw Gunner Silk come on. You know, the team got behind Grant Strong, too.
You know, like I commented on that night, I think that's the most nonchalant 5-second guarding job I've ever seen done.
Yeah.
He wasn't out there waving arms or jumping around. He was just kind of hanging with him, and all at once that whistle went off, and we got the ball.
What about Pickett County tonight, Coach?
You know, they're dangerous at any time. You know that the two Aminette brothers are capable of scoring quite a few points. But I think, you know, we need to be very wary of the other players on the team, because I've watched them play a couple of times this year, and they did an excellent job over at Livingston one night on the offensive boards. I know they picked up probably 12, 15 points on offensive rebounds over there, which is something we need to be aware of.
It was a close game, too, Daniel. I'd say that's what you're fixing to tell us.
It was. Pickett County, when they met earlier, actually led us by 8 points up at Birdstown. We saw 4 lead changes in that game. Clay County 67-53 winners in it, but it was a tight game. And my big thought here during this full coverage final word is to watch out for Pickett County and their improvements this second time around. I've talked about it 2 or 3 times. They've done a great job during these rematch district games against teams that beat them during the first contest.
And they got a decent coach down there. I hate to say it, but Coach Joseph Amonet, he's played a lot of basketball, and you learn a lot from playing.
Well, purely from a basketball playing standpoint, he's the most experienced coach in the district playing collegiately at Wake Forest. So this has been the full coverage final word brought to you by Young Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and do the Subway Boys starting lineups. First of all, Pickett County, the visiting team, their head coach, Joseph Amonet, in his fourth season at the helm up there at his alma mater of Pickett County. They have a 15-8 record, 7-5 in the district. Starting for them, a senior, number 21, Luke Smith. A sophomore, number 15, Zach Amonet. A junior, number 14, John Parker Reagan. a sophomore number 3, Will Aminette, and a junior number 1, Slade Copeland. For Clay County, the home team tonight, their head coach, Rob Edwards, he's in his 20th season leading this program. 440 wins to 188 losses is his all-time record. This season, Clay County's 21-3, 10-2 in the district. Starting, a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 31, Gunner Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashlock. Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Clay County, as we said, the home team, they'll be dressed in all white tonight with black numerals on those jerseys. Pickett County, the visiting squad, wearing charcoal gray with black numbers on their jerseys. We talked about earlier, Coach Watson, the Clay County schools were closed all this week. We went to school yesterday. They're closed today through Friday for sickness. The big story for the boys, Jake Ashlock, has had the flu. However, we see him in the starting lineup tonight.
Right, but it looks like he's going to toughen it up and get out there, and hopefully he'll be able to make it through and have 100% effort tonight. Knowing Jake, he will if he's physically able.
Right. One good thing about this Bulldog team, Coach Edwards has some depth now at that post position, Thomas. He's got Keaton Arms and John Hamilton that he can go to.
I agree. Hamilton got a lot of time early on in the season, and Arms is just, he just does it from the jump. You know, he's been injured most of this season, but now he's back, Daniel, and he's already made an impact a time or two. You know, he played well in relief of Ashlock when he fouled out the other night against Jackson County. And it's nice to have those two freshmen sitting ready and waiting.
It is. They're playing very good now, and they're going to do nothing but improve. And we'll be calling on them a lot as we get into this postseason atmosphere in these games and into the district tournament. Ashok's going to step into tip. He's going to do so against Luke Smith for Pickett County. Ashok controls the tip. However, Zach Eminette there to steal it away. And we see Aminette come down and miss his opening shot. Spivey has the rebound. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Pickett County, the hoop to our right. Gunner Silk out top, running the point. Looks like man defense early on. Out of head coach Joseph Aminette and the Pickett County Bobcats. Mason Sharp, right wing, kicks to Jake Ashlock. Ashlock out top, goes to Grant Strong. Baseline jumper from 14 feet, good.
It's a good shot.
One of the toughest shots to make on the floor, and he drained it. Clay County in front, 2-0. 7:25 and ticking. Zach Eminette, right wing, Gunner Silk defense. He hands off to John Parker Reagan. Reagan with it, working against Ashlock. Hands off to Will Eminette. Will Eminette runs the point typically for his dad and this Bobcat squad. Copeland with it, left wing. Hands back off to Zach Eminette. Mason Sharp there defending against Zach. I may call the Eminette brothers by their first name a lot tonight, just to save the trouble. Luke Smith, jumper, left block, swatted out of bounds by Jeff Spivey.
Great defense right there by Spivey, and we've seen that all year long from him. He's a little longer than most of these Bobcats, and we may see that a lot tonight.
Pickett County has no true post player. Pickett County on the inbound play. Luke Smith, left block, working against Spivey. Kicks it back out to Copeland. Copeland over to Zach Aminette. Aminette with it. Gunner Silk there defending him. Aminette, a sophomore, working against the junior. And he's there. He's all over him. We're going to get a five-second count. Coach Edwards there on the bench was looking at Nathan Davis holding up five, and after he motioned that, we got that call.
You know, that's the thing about Gunner Silk. He gets that low center of gravity, spreads those legs out, and Daniel, he can move them. It's hard to get around Silk.
Do we still do a district defensive team?
Gunner
Silk likely needs to be the MVP of that, folks.
Well, could be. There's a lot of good players in this league, Daniel, but, you know, that's Gunner's role. But now he can score for two, and he's had a lot of timely buckets for Clay County, especially here lately as Ashlock takes it to the post for the first time tonight, Daniel, and he's fouled.
Goes to the line to shoot two as the basket was no good. 2-0 the score. Jake had an 89% free throw percentage earlier in the year. He misses that one. Let's check the updates that we've got from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. He has dropped a little bit. He's at 83 of exactly 100 attempts, giving him 83%. He's 50% on that series, and Clay County's in front 3-0. Zach Hemmonet out top. Right wing now. He fires a long three. No good. Rebounded by Pinckney County's Luke Smith. Smith goes back to Hemmonet. Hemmonet in the paint. 4-foot jumper good. Grant Strong with it for Clay County quickly across the timeline. Mason Sharp, right corner, back to Strong out top. Grant with it, drives left side of the lane, crosses over, shots up. It's good. They're going to count the hole. They call an offensive foul. Grant Strong called for the charge. First personal for Grant in this contest. Maybe one of those nights, Coach, may have to rely more on the short-range jumpers than the drive.
At worst, that should have been a no-call.
Pinckney County with the basketball. Copeland running out of the U play for Smith. Smith can't hang on to that pass, though. A turnover by Pinckney County. 3-2 the score early. Clay County in front. 5:42 remaining here in the first quarter.
It's fun to watch these Bulldogs play defense, you know. The elder Hemmonet's running his son off of at least 4 or 5 picks in one half-court possession. So that means he's taking 4 or 5 licks from these Bulldogs as he crosses the paint. Gotta love the toughness of Clay County.
Give and go from Strong to Ashok. Ashok has the ball stripped out of his hands by Hemmonet, though. Hemmonet comes down, misses the jumper. That was Zach. Gets the loose ball back. Does John Parker Reagan. Passes back to Hemmonet. Grant Strong going to be called for his second personal here. He just got out of position there. And Strong with 2 early in this game, Coach.
Yeah, that wasn't a smart foul there.
Coach Edwards content to let him stay on right now. The only Bulldog, I believe, that's not in action tonight, Alec Kerr, who's still dealing with a staph infection on his foot. John Parker Reagan with it. Kicks out to Hemmonet. Hemmonet fires the 3. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong going to come across the timeline for Clay County. He's defended by Luke Smith. Strong sets up the offense, calls the play. Goes between the legs. Coach Edwards resets it, wants a different play call. And now they start to execute that. We see Ashok and Spivey setting it, double high post. Ashok with it now. On right corner, hands off to Strong, working with the screen. Goes left block, shots up, blocked by Smith. Strong comes back down with the loose ball, though. Kicks it to Spivey. Three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebound by Copeland. Copeland hands off to Zach Hemmonet. Hemmonet dishes inside to Reagan. Reagan outside to Smith. Smith fires a 3. It's good. Pinckney County with a lead, 5-3. We're halfway through this first quarter, 4:15 and ticking, Coach. It's a low scoring affair so far.
Yeah. We're walking it up and down the floor. And
Grant Strong with it. Hands off to Ashok. Ashok drives. Shots up.
Good shot by Jake.
Tied up at 5. 3:55 and ticking. Will Hemmonet goes to Copeland. Copeland, Luke Smith. Inside now for Reagan. That pass too high. Ashok picks it off. Kicks it out to Silk. Silk across the timeline. Drives into the paint. Shoots outside to Sharp. Sharp fires the 3. Good.
Set up and ready for it.
Mason Sharp knocks it down. We see that Mason is a 40% shooter on the season from behind the arc. And a foul's going to be called on the Pinckney County end. This one's going to go against Clay County's number one, Jake Ashok.
He's a little too aggressive on that one.
Will Hemmonet goes to the line to shoot 2. Clay County in front, 8-5, after Sharp hit that big three-pointer from the right corner. Sharp had hit 36 of 90 three-pointers coming into tonight's contest.
Likes to call him the sharp shooter, Daniel, and he's been doing that for about 3 years now. Really, he came off the bench and was kind of a Coach Edwards' secret weapon, shooting the 3 off the bench. You know, teams know they got to close out on him now as he's entered the starting lineup his senior season.
I remember his sophomore year, our first year broadcasting, one of the first games we called at Gordonsville. He came in and hit 3 1/4 as a sophomore down at Gordonsville. And here we see Sharp with it on the offensive end. His jumper no good from left block. Rebounded by Reagan. Pinckney County's with him, and then hit 1 of 1 on his free throws earlier to make the score 8-6. 3 minutes remaining here. Luke Smith has it for Pinckney County, working against 5. Uses a screen and scores off left block. Luke Smith with 2 points, and we're tied back up at 8. Eli Smith has checked in for Clay County quickly. He's across, goes to Gunner Silk. silk score.
Zipped right in there.
Baseline score. When you've got Eli Smith and Gunner Silk on the floor, we play fast. Well, actually, Zach Aminette on the jumper. His shot no good. Rebounded by Keaton Arms, who's in. On the 4-4, Clay County, Arms, Smith, Silk, Spivey, and Sharp. Jeff Spivey with it, right corner, kicks out the Sharp out top. Now Gunner Silk, left wing, drives inside, working against Smith, hands off to Eli Smith. Eli to Jeff Spivey. Spivey wants to drive. He's in the paint. 6-foot jumper, good.
Good
use
shot.
Use the glass,
yes.
And make it in. Well, I mean, they're ahead to brother Zach. He fires a 3-pointer. It's good. Points starting to fly now here late in the first quarter. 12-11 the score. Clay County with the 1-point advantage. Gunner Silk with it at left wing. Drives to his right. Hands off to Mason Sharp. Sharp at left corner. Now hands off to Eli Smith. Smith inside to Keaton Arms. And Arms
good pass. Great pass for Smith.
That was beautiful. Tried to jump the ball screen right there, Daniel, and Smith behind the back, and then the defender comes up to take him, dishes off to Arms, and Arms can finish it.
Eli Smith has grown tremendously as a basketball player during this season from the start of the year. We saw him get the start at Pinckney County earlier this year, making the most of it as Mason Sharp was sick that night, and he's played a lot ever since then, honestly. Eli Smith now has it. He comes up with a loose ball off a Miss Pinckney County shot. Dishes off to Gunner Silk. Silk goes baseline. His jumper's no good from right block. Rebounded by Jeff Spivey. His putback good. Jeff Spivey on the board tonight early and often, it seems, in this first quarter. Minute 10 and ticking. Will Aminette with it. Drives baseline. Kicks it outside to Luke Smith. Left wing. Smith drives all the way cross court with it. Right corner. Passes off to Zach Aminette. Jumper from right corner. No good. Rebound Eli Smith. Smith, 2-on-1 with Silk. Pass ahead to Gunner. Gunner scores. Joseph Aminette wants a timeout. Clay County on a run. He's jumped out by 7 points, 18-11 over the Pinckney County Bobcats. 49.7 seconds remain in the first quarter.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Clay County is on a 6-0 run, scored 3 buckets unanswered, Daniel. Take this 18-11 lead with under a minute to go in this first quarter, and it's come from some unlikely folks. Eli Smith and Keaton Arms have entered the ball game. Smith making things happen. 2 assists, 1 to Arms, 1 to Seal. Good play, good bench play for Clay County.
That is one of Clay County's greatest strengths is the depth that Coach Edwards has on this squad. Pinckney County missing the jump shot with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jeff Spivey with the rebound, works ahead to Eli Smith, back to Spivey, now Silk, fires the 3, left wing, good. Knocks it down, did Gunner Silk. 21-11, the score, Clay County in front by 10. 10 seconds and ticking, Pinckney County with the ball, Zach Aminette dishes off to John Parker Reagan, his jumper from the left elbow, no good, rebounded and put back by Pinckney County's number 35. Mark Smith, the senior. Desperation 3 at the buzzer, no good by Silk, and we've reached the end of one here in Savannah. Clay County with a huge first quarter, 21-13 over the visiting Pinckney County Bobcats.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Piggy County 21-13 at the end of the first quarter. Daniel, it was a tie ball game with about 2.5 minutes to go here in that opening quarter, and Clay County outscored the Bobcats 13-4, and Gunner Silk, a big part of that, 7 points in that stretch.
Just a huge first quarter. We saw the Clay County ladies held scoreless in the first quarter earlier. Clay County boys scoring 21 in the first. They do have possession of the ball to start this second quarter play. Grant Strong, three-pointer, top of the key, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Zach Amonette. Actually, that's Will. Will with it, comes down for Piggott County, hands off to Brother Zach. Zach working against Eli Smith, shot up from right ball, good. That's just a good play because Smith was there.
Yes, he was. Good defense. He just put it in over him.
Clay County with the basketball. Jake Ashlock out top. Miscommunication between classmates. Jake was passing to Mason Sharp. Mason didn't realize it was coming. It goes out of bounds. Piggott County with possession here.
You don't see that much.
No. 21-15 the score. Piggott trails by 6. Will Amonette out top. Dishes off to John Parker Reagan. He fires the 3. It's good. Things tightening back up in this one. 21-18 to score. Grant Strong with it. Jumper, 10-foot range, right block, no good. Rebounded by Will Amonette. Will across the timeline. Wants to go coast to coast. Shots up over Mason Sharp. It's good. 21-20 now the score. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. Two great District 6A teams going toe-to-toe here. We've got a one-point game, 21-20. Clay County in front, 6:57 remains in the second.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Coach, we've got a one-point game in the second quarter.
Yeah, we've come out this second quarter and kind of back on our heels a little bit.
On the floor for Clay County, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Gunner Silk, Keaton Arms, and Mason Sharp. Strong going to run the point, it looks like, for Coach Edwards right here. He drives, top of the key, kicks back out to Gunner Silk. Silk with it, back to Strong. Pickett County running some variation of a zone here, Thomas, it looks like.
Very similar to what we saw out of Jackson County when they made that run on us. Just kind of a half-court trap as they sag back into the man now, Daniel.
Mason Sharp with it. In the paint. Kicks it back out to Strong. Strong drives baseline. 8-foot jumper's good. Left baseline. Grant Strong adds 2 more. 23-20 now the score. Will Amonette with the ball for Piggott County. Goes to Parker Reagan. John Parker Reagan, that is. He dishes back over to Mark Smith. Smith back out top to John Parker Reagan. He gives to Zach Amonette. Fires the 3. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms hands off to Gunner Silk. Silk with it. Gives off to Spivey. Spivey back to Silk. I was speaking with the voice of the Bulldogs here at home, Michael Miller. He was telling me about Gunner Silk. From what he said, he can hear the kids on the floor a lot. He said Gunner Silk is always communicating with his teammates, telling them where to go, what to do. He's kind of that court general that you expect that point guard to be. I didn't realize that that he was so vocal out there, but apparently he is.
He is, Daniel. I mean, he's just the epitome of a hard-working, knowledgeable basketball player. He wants to do things right for Coach Edwards, and most of the time he does.
Spivey misses on a 3-pointer from the left corner. Piggott County gets the rebound. Will Amonette comes down. He dribbles out of bounds on the baseline. Clay County gets the opportunity to come back with it.
Something I noticed, Daniel, out of that timeout, Jake Ashlock is on the bench. Probably some of that fatigue from where he's been sick. We see Keaton Arms getting the start out of that timeout.
This is a good matchup for Arms. He's been defended by John Parker Reagan, and they're of similar height. I give the advantage to Arms on overall size with his body. Strong with it, jumper from right elbow. No, oh yeah, it did go in.
Good bounce.
Hit the back of the iron, shot up about 3 feet and back in. Had that shooter's touch, did Grant Strong as he adds 2 more. 4:55 and ticking, second quarter action. Clay County in front by 5, 25-20. Zach Amonette with it at the free throw line. Dishes off to Smith, that's Luke Smith. He's working at left block against Spivey. Spivey with a good defense. Ends up denying the shot, and Spivey is fouled by a Bobcat. Number 35, Mark Smith, gets the personal foul. That's Pickett County's second team foul of the half. Clay County only with three, so five fouls called in this one. A good clean game being played by two good basketball teams. This Pickett County squad may be 7-5 in the district and 15-8 overall, but they've improved with each game. This is a good team we see, Thomas.
1-4 straight, Daniel, and got some big wins in that stretch. You know, they're peaking at the right time.
Silk with it for Clay County. Kicks to Spivey. He fires a three. Right corner. Good. Jeff Spivey with the stroke from behind the arc. Adds three more to the tally for Clay County. Pickett County with the ball. We see that Spivey also is a 40% shooter from behind three on the season. Just a big average for him and Mason Sharp both. John Parker Reagan fires on a three for Pickett County. His shot no good. Kept alive by Smith, though. Keaton Arms, however, comes up with that loose ball. And we'll have to wait and see what the call is as whistles blow. Arms and a Bobcat go to the ground. It is a jump ball call. Simultaneous possession. And it looks like the arrow's in favor of Pickett County.
Let's see what this one means between these two teams, Daniel. You know, it's tooth and nail. Guys getting on the floor. Nothing like that basketball rivalry between Clay County and Pickett County. You mentioned it, you know, two of the kind of historic programs right here.
Consistently good as Gunner Silk is down on the floor for Clay County, and we've got an official timeout.
Hit him in the nose.
Got hit on the nose. Gunner Silk has had issues with that throughout his high school career. He's worn a face mask at different times. Thomas, you correct me, but I think he's broken his nose playing basketball before, right?
Well, it goes back to what we talked about. He's right in your face the whole time. So if you pivot with the basketball with an elbow, Gunner Silk's got his nose to your belly button. That's the way he plays defense. So he does make himself vulnerable for that, but he takes another hit, and he just keeps on ticking down.
Checking in for him is going to be Eli Smith. Clay County does have possession of the ball and the lead with 3:40 and ticking here in the second quarter. It's 28-20. Clay County in front by eight. Mason Sharp with it, right wing. We've got a five-second call. Will Amonette, I don't think Mason realizes that Amonette was there.
Yeah.
And it is a turnover with that five-second call.
No, Sharp had strong there. He made a little juke and cut to the lane and just wasn't looking his way, and then he gets the five-second call. It's kind of a loss of concentration there for Sharp.
Well, Amonette,
don't see that much either.
No, you don't. Pickett County with the basketball. Amonette hands off to Reagan. Reagan hands off to Smith. Now back to Reagan. He's isolated against Keaton Arms. Wants to drive against him. Arms cuts him off, though. Has to give it off to Luke Smith. Smith with it. Kicks it to Copeland in the corner. Back out top now to John Parker Reagan. 3 minutes to play here in this first half. Clay County with an 8-point lead, 28-20. Pickett County just trying to come up with a good opportunity for points here. As Eli Smith comes in with great defense against Will Amonette. He's going to get a 5 second count. We never did get it as the whistles blow and a travel foul. And give that travel to Eli Smith with that suffocating defense. He's just as good as Gunner Silk, Thomas.
He is, Daniel. And to have those two defenders like that, and honestly, we got three. He's just injured, and that's Alec Kerr, the other freshman. You know, those guys just love to play defense. You know, we talked about this being a game of runs, Daniel. You know, Pickett County went on a 7-0 run to start this quarter. And now Clay County, I was watching to see if that basket fell. Clay County's on a 7-0 run of their own. So it's back and forth between these two teams.
Will Amonette with it. Shot from right block was swatted out of bounds by Jeff Spivey, and they're saying that Spivey got a little bit too much of the body. Picks up his first personal. Coach Watson, you do have to have a great appreciation for those guys like Gunner Silk and Eli Smith who just enjoy playing defense so great. I know a lot of times in basketball, folks like the offensive end more than the defensive. And when you get a player that embraces that defensive role, it just elevates the whole team, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they make that big hustle play and gets everybody up. Gunner's such a great defensive player. Got a great low center of balance. He gets down, and he just aggravates you to death. Kind of reminds me of Rat Westmoreland a little bit.
Very similar from the early 80s there.
Yeah.
Both of those free throws hit by Will Amonette. 28-22 now the score. Clay County with the basketball. 2:10 and ticking. Second quarter. Ashlock on the left baseline. Goes cross court to Gunner Silk. Misses the three-point attempt. It's rebounded by Copeland for Pickett County. Copeland hands off to Will Amonette. Will comes across the timeline with it, working against Mason Sharp. He hands off to his brother Zach. Zach Amonette dishes off to John Parker Reagan, who's having a hard time holding on to the ball. He gives it up to Will Amonette. Amonette fires a three, no good, rebounded by Grant Strong. Minute 45 left in this first half of play. Strong with it. Penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it out to Sharp. Sharp with the three-pointer, no good, rebound Spivey. Spivey to Ashlock, Ashlock to Strong, three-pointer, no good from the top of the key, rebounded by Will Amonette. Minute and a half to play, Pickett County with the ball, Clay County with a six-point lead, 28-22. Zach Amonette with it, right wing, Gunner Silk there, all over him. Amonette ends up breaking the barrier, gets a little time. Head coach Joseph Amonette sends in the play. His son starts to execute. Zach drives, hits a nice leaning jump shot from the right baseline. And quickly, Grant Strong comes back down. Will Amonette strips him of the basketball. Clay County thought they were going to get points, but Will Amonette dishes off to his brother Zach now as Pickett County come up with the steal from Strong. Amonette shot no good. Rebounded and put back by Luke Smith. 28-26 now the score, and things are tightening up. We've got 50 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Make it 45 now as Gunner Silk's just dribbling it and holding it. Pickett County content to let him run this time down. We're at 40 seconds and still dwindling. 28-26, Clay County in front by two.
7-0 Pickett County run, 7-0 Clay County run, and now a 6-0 Pickett County run here to narrow it down there. That's a 2 points, Daniel.
Both teams are playing well. This is just good basketball being played here at the start of February by two good teams that have a chance to make big postseason runs. We're down to 12 seconds. Now Ashlock has it. He's isolated against John Parker Reagan. Hands off to Strong. Now back to Ashlock. Ashlock baseline. Jumper good, left block. Two more points. 3 seconds now. Zach Amonette with it. Crosses the timeline. Desperation three's up. No good. It's halftime here at Salina. The Bulldogs 30, the Bobcats 26, Clay County up by 4. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speed's not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history.
Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Pompa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Pickett County 30-26 here at intermission. And the Bulldogs looked as though they were going to pull away as they went up 21-13 at the end of the first quarter, led by 8. But Pickett County started the second quarter with a 7-0 run to pull back within 1. Clay County went on the same type run of their own to get it back to 8, 28-20. And then Pickett County closed the gap 2-4 here at halftime for your halftime score of 30-26. For Pickett County, Luke Smith has 7 points. John Parker Reagan, 3. Zach Aminette has 10 at the half. Will Aminette, 4. And Mark Smith has 2. For Clay County, both Gunner Silk and Jeffrey Spivey have 7 apiece to lead the way. Grant Strong has scored 6. Jake Ashlock, 5, Mason Sharp, 3, and Keaton Arms, 2 off the bench. Again, Clay County leads 30-26 over Pickett County here at halftime in Salina. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, about 3 minutes left here in the intermission between first and second halves. Clay County leading the boys' contest by 4 points, 30-26 at this point. And Coach Watson and I are going to take a moment. Well, I'm going to let him talk, and I'm going to listen about James Trowball. Me and Thomas discussed James during the Battle Bulldog History segment of our Kirkwest pregame show, and Coach Watson, if I'm not mistaken, you had James Trowball all 4 years he was in high school as his head coach?
No, Coach Bobby Westmoreland had him when he was a freshman.
Okay.
And then I came in as a sophomore. Now, I coached James in junior high. The first full year that I worked here, I had James Trowball, Bill Napier, Gary Strong, and Jackie Frog, who all went on to play varsity high school basketball for me. I know James lived out on the farm up Kittle Creek.
Right.
And, he made it in. Yeah, and he started as a freshman for Coach Westmoreland. And then the next year, he started the next 3 years when I was coaching.
I know his senior year ended up being an all-state first-team candidate, played in the state all-star game that they had at that point in time. And we've only had a very few select players who's had that distinction. The biggest thing about him, Coach, that blows my mind is during his four-year career, he averaged a double-double every time he took the floor. 16.4 points was his four-year average and 10 rebounds. Had 26 in one game, and I'm sure that...
I think that is probably the record. I don't know of anyone that's ever exceeded that.
No, I've not seen anything from recent years that goes over that. I know you were compiling those stats, so I don't doubt him a bit. A double-double every time he stepped on the floor.
And he was just a very, very hard-working ball player. But they were kind of a little bit of difference on that team. There was actually three left-hand players on that team. James was left-handed, and Gary Strong was left-handed, and my first substitute, David Henson, was left-handed. So, it was kind of strange, but James, he reminded me the other day of all the tears he shed when I tried to make him use his right hand. But he was a tremendous worker. Like I said, worked on a farm his young days of his life, and he brought that work ethic to the gym, and he was just a tremendous basketball player all 4 years.
No, most nights was he usually the biggest guy on the floor?
Yes,
he had the size advantage.
Well, now when he played with Walt Weaver was, of course, Walt was about 6'4", 6'5".
Right.
James played, he just played tough. He played tall, hard-nosed defense. He was probably one of the best offensive tipping basketball players I ever had. If the ball come near him, he didn't bring it down. He just tipped it back up in.
That's valuable to have. Maybe somebody can perform that role here in the second half for Clay County as action is underway. Clay County has the basketball and a four-point lead, 30-26. Mason Sharp, right wing. They have flipped into the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right during this half. Pickett County going to be working at the hoop to our left. Gunner Silk now with it. Left wing. He drives all the way in.
Took it to the hole. Good job, Gunner.
Gunner Silk having a great game tonight. He's just leading this thing offensively and defensively for Clay County.
He raced back down the floor to find Aminette.
He does have the chore of defending Zach Aminette. He's done a good job with it. We see in that earlier contest between the squads that Aminette accounted for 16 points for them. Coach, who scored that basket?
That was Aminette.
Zach Aminette.
Got a good high screen. Got a good look at it.
Adds two more. Three more make it to the Pickett County tally. 32-29 now the score. One possession contest. Jake Ashlock at left block. Kicks the Gunner Silk. He fires a three. No good. In and out. Rebound Slade Copeland. Copeland hands off to Will Aminette. He's across the timeline. Ahead to Luke Smith. Cut off by Spivey. Smith wanted to go baseline. Jeff there to stop that. Gunner Silk comes in and gets the foul. A pass was being made from Will Aminette to his brother Zach, and Gunner decided he wanted it, but he got a little too much of the body as he come through. Nobody in foul trouble in this contest, as I show that to be Gunner's first personal.
Keating arms on for Ashlock again. I think Coach Edwards is just using him sparingly when he needs him.
Well, we know that coming up this Friday over at Red Bull and Springs, we need Jake Ashlock then to go toe-to-toe with Big Dalton Marsh. So I'm sure that he wants him 100% healthy as he goes into that one. And if things get to the nitty-gritty down here, the stretch, we'll see him in this one for sure. Will Aminette for Pickett County out top with it. Hands off to his brother Zach. He's at right wing, defended by Gunner Silk. Back across court, now to Will. Will at left wing, hands off to Copeland, top of the key. Now back to Zach Aminette. He drives, gets all the way into about 8 feet range. Jump shot's up, no good. And it's going to be rebounded by Luke Smith. Smith has it stolen from him, though, by Gunner Silk. Silk across the timeline, dishes off to Grant Strong. Grant drives into the paint, picks up the dribble, spins, shot up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Luke Smith. Smith hands off to Aminette. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, 32-29 the score. John Parker Reagan now, right wing. He's defended by Keaton Arms and hands it back to Aminette. Things reset here for Pickett County. both fan bases just kind of holding their breath, waiting for the next big run in this game. We saw a fast and furious finish to the first and second quarters. This third quarter opening up, and these teams feeling each other out a little bit. It's Fivey picks up his second personal foul. John Parker Reagan was putting up a shot from right block. Jeff there tried to make his silent appeal by holding his arm straight up to the official, but the whistle blew anyway, and the call was made. John Parker Reagan at the line to shoot two as he hits the first. Second shot's away. A little too strong off the back of the iron, rebounded by Slade Copeland. Copeland works it back in to John Parker Reagan. Reagan hands off to Zach Amonette. Pickett trails by two, and they have the ball. Make it a tie game. Beautiful jump shot by Zach Amonette. He definitely got a whole lot of his dad's shooting talent, as Amonette can score from anywhere on the floor. And a timeout's taken by Coach Edwards with 5 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We're all tied up at 32 in this District 6A showdown between Clay County and Pickett County.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Pickett County has erased a four-point halftime deficit to tie Clay County 32-32. Zach Amonette has scored five of his 15 in the first half of this third quarter, Daniel, to knot it up.
Amonette's had to work for every one of them, too. We've had great defense on him regardless of which Bulldog it's been, and he's just a great player. In his sophomore campaign, he's establishing himself as one of the best scorers in the district. Grant Strong with it, another good scorer who's a sophomore. He dishes it back out to Mason Sharp at the top of the key. Sharp resetting things for the Clay County offense. He drives against Will Amonette. Gets inside, dishes outside to Jeff Spivey, and Mason Sharp called for the offensive foul. He had thrown the basketball away, and his momentum carried him into a bobcat, and Mason did get whistled for it. That is the first personal against Mason. And from what I show, and perhaps I've done a poor job of writing down Pickett County's fouls, I show two fouls against Pickett County in the game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 against Clay County. Zach Amonette fires a three-pounder left wing. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong quickly across the timeline. Dishes ahead to Sharp. Sharp's layup good.
Great five.
34-32 the score.
Good decision by Strong right there. He was forcing the issue. Gave it up to the open Sharp for the layup.
Smith with it, left wing, dishes to Will Amonette, back to Smith now, tries to go inside to John Parker Reagan, can't get it, takes it himself into the paint, Spivey there to block his shot though. Loose ball picked up by Keaton Arms, Arms across the timeline, dishes across to Silk, Silk out top, undefended, drives in all the way to the hoop, and he does not score, could not connect on his layup. The ball was knocked out of bounds, and you can probably hear the Clay County folks across the way, and yes, that it's overturned. The initial signal was Pickett County basketball, and the Clay County faithful saw things different. Apparently another official did too, because he overturned the first official's call.
Another hustle play from Gunner Silk, guys. He missed the layup, a little short on that, but came back, got the ball back for his team.
Eli Smith then out for Clay County. Pickett County steals the pass, though. Zach Amonette with it, comes down, dishes across to Copeland. Copeland stripped of the basketball by Mason Sharp. And it's going to be Pickett County ball. They'll have to inbound from beneath their own goal. And as I mentioned, the first 4 minutes of the quarter, a little bit slow-paced. I get the feeling things are going to pick up for the second half of this third quarter. 34-32 the score right now. Clay County in front by two. Pickett County with the ball. Zach Amonette, right wing, three-pointer. No good, off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Eli Smith. Smith across the timeline. Gets all the way into right block. Kicks it out to Grant Strong, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebounded by Copeland. He hands off to Will Amonette. Amonette goes coast to coast with it into the paint. Layup. Good. A great play by the sophomore point guard. We talk a lot about his brother Zach, but Will also a capable of scoring. Likes the drive, and he did that time. 34-34. We're tied up. 3:20 and ticking. Third quarter action. We talked about how Pickett County has done such a great job of playing these teams that have already beaten them this second time around, and they're doing it tonight. Grant Strong with it. Running jumper, no good off the back of the glass.
You know, Clay County only led by 44-40, heading into the fourth quarter up there in Burstown, Daniel. And this game's shaping up a whole lot like that one. Clay County is fortunate enough to put it away down the stretch and win by 8 or 10. Let's hope they can do that again tonight.
Strong's jumper that I talked about a few moments ago was no good. Pickett County got the rebound, come down, missed a three-pointer of their own. Ball went out of bounds. Clay County about to inbound it. Spivey works it into Smith on the floor for Clay County. We see Jake Ashcock, Grant Strong, Mason Sharp, Eli Smith, and Jeff Spivey. Ashcock with it out top. Kicks to Spivey. Now Sharp, right wing. Back inside to Ashcock. Ashcock across the paint to Smith. Power dribble. Shot up and blocked. However, Luke Smith going to be called for the personal foul. I believe that's the first of the contest for Smith.
Great pass from Jake Ashcock.
Nice look there, and Smith, good pump fake to get the other Smith up in the air, Daniel, as he converts the first free throw.
Smith looked good on that first one, 35-34 the score. He puts his team back in front by one. Eli preparing to release the second. It's away. Good. 2:40 to play in the third. Clay County in front, 36-34. Will Amonette running the point for Pickett County. Comes across the timeline. Mason Sharp going to pick him up, defend him there. Amonette over to Reagan. John Parker Reagan with it. He's defending Ashcock. Wants to drive. Gets all the way to the left block into the hoop. He's going to be fouled. The shot was no good, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Ashcock called for the personal. Second for Jake in this contest. Grant Strong comes back to the scores table to check in, as does Keaton Arms. They enter the contest. Ashcock going to sit back down. Actually, Spivey going to sit down, along with Mason Sharp. On the floor now for head coach Rob Edwards, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, Jake Ashcock, and Gunnar Silk. John Parker Reagan hit on both of those or just one?
One. Got the second one.
Missed the first, hit the second. And an official timeout on the floor.
Didn't get the clock, man. I believe we left it off the last time down the floor.
They're getting things reset here. 36-35 now. They got the time ran off, and they got the Pickett County point added.
Everybody's happy right now, I guess.
Sometimes that box has been in use for several years. It don't always do what Coach Bartlett down there tells it to. I don't think it's use or error. I'm going to blame it on the technology myself.
I would.
Foul called against Keaton Arms. Quickly, after that official timeout, another whistle blows, and it is Arms that picks up what's going to be his first personal of the contest. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. After some disconnected time here in the last few minutes of play, the momentum's been disrupted. 36-35 the score. Clay County in front. Ashcock gets a steal. Open layup, and he hits it. 38-35. Clay County in front by three. Minute 40 and ticking. Will Amonette with it for Pickett County. Comes across the timeline. Works to John Parker Reagan. He dishes back to Amonette.
Jake kind of lulled into sleep, didn't he?
Amonette with it. Drives all the way to the hoop. Misses his shot. Rebounded by Keaton Arms. Arms outlet past the Silk. Silk across the line. Gives to Grant Strong. He's in the left corner. Steps inside the arc. Fires the jumper. Good.
Good shot.
Had a pump fake. Power dribble inside. Jump shot. Good. 40-35. Clay County in front by five. And that feels like a big lead after what's been a one possession game here back and forth. Make it one possession again as John Parker Reagan comes down and adds two for Pickett County. 40-37 the score. Grant Strong with it all the way to the other end. Misses that layup. Came in, wanted to go coast to coast, forced the shot, and it was too strong. 50 seconds now in the third, 40-37. Clay County in front. Pickett County with the basketball. Copeland with it at the free throw line. Hands off to Zach Amonette. Amonette going to be fouled by Gunnar Silk on the floor. Second personal against Silk is Spivey and Sharp. Check back into the contest. Eli Smith and Jake Ashlock set down for the remainder of this third quarter. There's 40 seconds left in the third. Clay County in front, 40-37.
Coach Edwards looking for that call on the other end with the arm gestures, Daniel. You know, we talked about Peyton West at Monterey getting a few calls. Zach Amonette the same way here.
Keaton Arms getting drove past by John Parker Reagan. Reagan no good on his shot, though. It's kept alive by Reagan. Kicks it to Smith. Smith now over to Zach Amonette. He's at right wing. Well defended by Gunner Silk. Silk's all over him. Boy, getting a 5 second count. He did not get the count. Amonette's shot was no good, though. Rebounded by Strong. He's across the timeline, and he's fouled by Zach Amonette. Amonette picks up what I show to be his first personal of the contest, and Coach Edwards still making his plea here to the officials. I guess there's a certain art to working the officials a little as a head coach in the coach box.
Yeah.
10 seconds to play. Time ticking. Down to five now. Strong with it on the inbound play. Drives inside. Lay up. Good. And he'll be fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot band one. 2.2 seconds on the clock. Grant Strong good on the basket. And he's at the line.
What a play by Strong. How did he get that shot off, Daniel? Much less draw the foul and complete the three-point play with a free throw.
Hits the free throw. Distortion. Three-pointer was good by Will Amonette. He hit that thing from two-thirds the length of this floor in Salina. And what a great way for Pickett County to finish that third quarter with momentum. 43-40 the score. Folks, I wish you could have saw that play. It was a beauty. Clay Kenny's in front by three after Will Amonette hits the full court three-pointer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here for the fourth quarter. We had a really exciting one against Jackson County this past Friday night. This one shaping up to be very much similar to that. 43-40, Clay County with a three-point advantage to start it.
I have to go back to Birdstown earlier in the year, Daniel. Clay County led 44-40 up there. So very similar game. It's playing out the same way as we've got another call here, and Clay County fans are just very frustrated at this point.
Coach Edwards just completely flabbergasted on his feet. I can even hear him from up here, and he don't get that vocal much. Coach, who'd they call it on, Keaton Arms or Jeff Spivey? Called it on Spivey. That was his third. John Parker Reagan made good on both of those free throws. 43-42 now the score. 7:45 and ticking, fourth quarter. Grant Strong with it out top for Clay County. On the floor for the Bulldogs, Silk, Strong, Sharp, Arms, and Spivey. Strong left-handed running jumper, left block, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Quickly they're ahead. Copeland with it. Goes cross court to Amonette, and it's knocked out of bounds by Mason Sharp. Pickett County going to have possession of it. They'll inbound from beneath their own goal.
You know, we talked about defense from the other guys, and we talked about sharp shooting early on, but he's really stepped up his overall game throughout this season. And, you know, we've seen him guard some of the best players in this league, and he's doing a good job at it.
Pickett County throws it away, and Keaton Arms comes up with a loose ball. Mark it up as a steal for him on the inbound play. He hands off to Silk. Silk to Sharp, left corner. Clay County leading by one, 7:15 to play here in the fourth. Back to Silk out top, 5 year out corner, inside the Arms. He's working against Reagan. Shots up from right block, no good. Goes on the rebound, put back is good, and he was fouled. He'll go to the line to complete this 3-point play. Keaton Arms, the freshman, coming in and playing some huge minutes in the absence of the ill Jake Ashlock, who's playing limited time tonight.
And you see the confidence the freshman has, Daniel. He turned around, showed the wide body, gave a target, caught the ball, turned and went and scored and completed the 3-point play with a free throw, too.
Knocks down that free throw. 4-point game, Clay County up. Two possession contest. Pickett County with the basketball. Will Amonette running the point. Hands off to his brother Zach. Zach at right wing. Wants to drive. He's defended by Silk, though. Hands back to Will. Amonette hands off to Luke Smith. He's defended by Spivey. He has to give it up to John Parker Reagan. And he scores past Keaton Arms. Arms inbounds to Strong. 46-44 the score. Clay County with the 2-point lead and the basketball. Pickett County is in the bonus now as Clay County has 17 fouls. Strong drives, jump shots up, no good. They're going to call a foul. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Personal was called against Luke Smith.
You know, a little tidbit about you see John Parker Reagan and Keaton Arms going at it in the paint. Good friends, John Reagan up here from Pickett County, and then Keaton's dad, Stephen. You always see them huddled at these games, either after or during at halftime, talking about probably their sons, but also the good old days.
Strong hits one of two free throws there, putting Clay County up by three, 47-44. 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Pickett County win the basketball. Mark Smith with it, left wing, dishes off to Reagan. Reagan drives against Arms. Arms picks his pocket, but he's called for the foul. That should be Keaton's second personal.
Well, this Pickett County, Clay County rivalry or Salina High School rivalry, it goes way back.
Reagan at the line to shoot two. Actually, the front end of a one and one. He ends up going to be shooting two because he hits that one. Yeah, I talked about that earlier in our Kirkwest pregame show. Clay and Pickett across both teams, boys and girls, just very competitive and consistent over the past 40 years. They never are two down, and if they are down, they don't stay that way long. 47-46 the score. Strong with it. Kicks to Spivey. Left corner. Three's good.
Big three.
A huge one. 50-46 now. Back to a two-possession game. 4-point lead for Clay County. Pickett County with the basketball. John Parker Reagan dishes off to Zach Amonette. Amonette right wing, drives against Eli Smith, running floaters, good. Back to a 2-point lead for Clay County. They do have the ball. Strong's going to come across the timeline, 5:40 and ticking. Going to be a lot of fun watching the Amonette boys who are sophomores and Spivey and Strong and Smith who are sophomores go at it for a few years. Clay County has an over and back as Sharp could not hang on to the pass, had to retreat into the backcourt to get it, and the whistles blew. Pickett County with a big opportunity here to draw even with Clay County, perhaps ahead depending on their shot selection. Slade Copeland with it out top. 5:25 and ticking. Clay County in front, 50-48. Copeland hands off to Zach Amonette. Zach drives baseline against Eli Smith. 10-foot jumper, no good. A whistle blows, and they're going to call Jeff Spivey for another foul. And he's just completely shocked. Looked like he had positioning to me. And that's his fourth personal here in this contest. Spivey likely going to have to come to the bench and sit for a few minutes as Jake Ashlock comes back to the scores table. Coach Watson, did you see what transpired?
I didn't see anyone near him.
Sometimes they get you, you know, for hands in the back. I used to try to slip that one in every once in a while, you know, get the guy that's around you a little off balance so you can go up and get the ball. That's all I can see, Daniel.
5:13 on the clock. We've got John Parker Reagan at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Clay County with 19 fouls here. The next one's going to send Pickett to the line for double bonus every time. Reagan hit the front end of that 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second. Right now, he's got his team trailing by one, 50-49. Second one's away. Also good. We're tied up at 50. Clay County has the basketball. 5:10 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. This one is working out exactly like we thought it would. Silk with it out top. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp dash shot. Ashot drive. Spin shot up, and he's fouled. Jake going to go to the line to shoot two. Zach Amonette going to be called for that foul. Amonette's going to pick up what I think is his second personal.
What happened?
No shot, Daniel. Called it on the floor.
Foul on the floor. Clay County ball. They'll inbound from beneath their own goal. Silk takes care of those duties. Tries to work it into Ashlock. Can't get it there. Goes into Sharp. He fires a three left corner. No good. Rebounded by Will Amonette. Amonette ahead to his brother Zach. Zach across the line. Almost lost the ball. Safely gets it back and hands back off to Will. Will back to Zach. Amonette's defended by Mason Sharp. Uses a Reagan screen to work into the paint. Kicks it out to Copeland. Copeland now back to Zach Amonette. He calls for another Copeland screen. Works off of that. Defended now by Eli Smith. Zach Amonette spins. Jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Jake Ashlock. He lost the handle, though. Luke Smith picks it up. Joseph Amonette, the fourth-year head coach at Pickett County, calls a timeout safely while his senior player, Luke Smith, had possession of the ball. 50-50, 4:26 left in the fourth.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, 4:26 left in this one. Coming out of this timeout, Pickett County going to have possession of the ball. We are tied up at 50. Will Amonette inbounds to Slade Copeland. Copeland at left wing with it, defended by Eli Smith. Dishes off to Luke Smith. Luke at left block, defended by Grant Strong. Puts the ball on the floor, dribbles out behind the arc, hands it back off to Will Amonette. Head coach Joseph Amonette up, stalking the sideline, sends the play in to one of his twin sons. They start to execute. Will hands off to Zach, and Zach over to Slade Copeland. Now back to Zach Amonette. He fires a three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound, Jake Ashlock. Clay County needing points here to take control of this one. 3:50 and ticking. Gunner Silk going to run the point. Going to find out what this Clay County team's made of down the stretch here. Grant Strong, top of the key, tried to work inside Ashlock. That pass swatted away. Eli Smith giving up his body, goes to the floor, and a whistle's blown. Jump ball call. Copeland and Smith had simultaneous possession, and something's going on the floor. Copeland was banging on the hardwood. I think his hand got pinned underneath somebody, and he was hurt. I'm not sure. Coach Edwards, though, not pleased. He has not been happy with this officiating crew during the second half. They're going to say possession arrow was in favor of Clay County. Gunner Silk to inbound. 50-50. 3:40 left. Gunner trying to work it in. Has trouble. Finally gets it into Grant Strong. Grant defended by Zach Amonette. Takes him to the hoop. Scores. Left-handed layup good by the sophomore. Clay County in front, 52-50. 3:30 remaining. Will Amonette with it. Top of the key. Hands off to Zach. Jump stop. He hands off. Knocked out of bounds off his foot. Clay County takes the possession. Big opportunity here to go up by two possessions, Coach.
Yes, we need a bucket here.
3:15 on the clock. Grant Strong with it at right wing. He's well defended by Luke Smith. Gets past him. Jump shot. No good. He is going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Looking at season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Grant's a 77% free throw shooter. And he hits that first one. Coming into tonight, he had hit 136 of 176 free throws. He's got fouled a lot, went to the line a lot.
Yes, and, you know, he attacks the basket, guys, and he, most of the time he gets there and converts.
Missed the second. 50-53, the score. Strong hits one of those two to put his team up by three. Exactly 3 minutes left. Pickett County with the ball. Well, I'm in that left wing. Slowly dribbles out top. Hands off to his brother, Zach. Zach defended by Gunner Silk. Dishes back to Will. Now to Slade Copeland. Back to Zach Amonette. He's working against Silk around the top of the key. Hands off to Luke Smith. Smith in the paint. He was lost by Spivey. Ashlock couldn't step over in time to help. We've got a one-point game as Luke Smith draws Pickett County within one, 53-52. Clay County with the lead, though. 2.5 minutes left. Grant Strong with the ball at right wing. Here he goes. Drives into the paint. Kicks it outside to Spivey at left corner. Baseline pass inside to Ashlock. Ashlock to the hoop. Score.
Got it.
Woo! 2:10 on the clock. The Clay County fans holding their breath. John Parker Reagan defending Ashlock fell to the floor. They were afraid a charge was coming. No whistles blew, though. Ashlock scored. 2 minutes left. 55-52. Clay County in front. We see an alley-oop attempt from Copeland to Smith. No good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock now ahead to Sharp. Sharp ahead to Spivey. It was actually Strong on the assist. Spivey gets the bucket from right block. 1:45 remaining. Clay County with a 5-point lead, 57-52. Pickett County with the basketball. Zach Amonette under pressure gives the brother Will. He fires the three. It's good. So a 2-point game again after Will Amonette knocks it down from the top of the key. 57-55. Timeout taken by Joseph Amonette. A full timeout. There's a minute and 34 seconds remaining in the fourth. Clay County leads by two.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 57-55 the score. Clay County in front. Minute 34 remaining.
Both teams in the 1-1 now.
That's right.
Our next foul, I think, will be a two-shot foul.
Double bonus then. Clay County has possession of the basketball. Jake Ashlock inbound. We see some full court pressure being applied by Pickett County. Not a whole lot, though. Ashlock and Silk smoothly get it across the timeline. Spivey now left wing. Back to Silk. Now to Strong. Minute 20 and kicking. 57-55. Strong drives. Tries to kick it back out to Silk. That pass stolen by Amonette. Gunner Silk with a great hustle comes up with the basketball. Saves the possession for his team. Gunner Silk's ain't it all on the line tonight. 1 minute remains. 57-55. Mason Sharp with it. Right wing. And a timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. 59.3 seconds on the
great
clock.
Great hustle by Gunner Seal.
Clay County up by two, 57-55. We'll play at least one, maybe two ads during this timeout. We'll be back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Jake Ashlock going to be inbounding for Clay County from in front of the Clay County bench. 59.3 seconds, Clay County ahead, 57-55. Ball's inbounded to Grant Strong. Contact was made between him and Luke Smith. No whistles blow, though. Strong drives, goes right baseline, try to reverse layup, and that was no good. He was fouled, though. Actually, they're saying it was blocked out of bounds. The whistle did blow for that. Clay County going to maintain possession. Strong going to inbound from beneath their own hoop. Works it into Ashlock. 45 seconds to play. He gives back to Strong. Ashlock working hard against Will Amonette, and they're going to call Amonette for the personal foul, and to be honest, I'm about as curious about it as he is. He just don't understand why somebody that weighed 100 more pounds than him and was leaning against him didn't get an offensive foul. But I like it as Jake Ashlock goes to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Yeah, you kind of feel for him a little bit, Daniel. I mean, he was just bodying him up. Ashlock missing.
Piggott County with the rebound. 40 seconds on the clock. 57-55. What will Piggott County do? Will they play for the tie here, hold for the three-point shot to try to win? They're going to talk about it. Head coach Joseph Amonette calls a full timeout. 35.4 seconds remain. Piggott County has the basketball. Clay County does have a two-point lead, 57-55. We're going to play one. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here, 35.4 seconds remaining. Coach, big moment here. Piggott County with the basketball. What does Clay County need to do defensively? What's
the
strategy?
Just play good heads-up defense and not give them the three for sure. Not give either one of the Amonette brothers a good any kind of look at three. And hopefully, if they do score, you know, we'll have a little time maybe to get down and get the shot at it.
35.4 seconds remains. Clay County ahead by two, 57-55.
Just some good hard-nosed defense.
Slay Copeland going to inbound from in front of the home bleachers here at Clay County High School across the court from us. He works it into John Parker Reagan. He hands off to Will Amonette. 30 seconds to play. Inside now to Copeland. Copeland at high post. They're trying to get it to Zach Amonette. They hand off to Luke Smith. Smith at the top of the key. We're down to 20 seconds. He drives. Spidey blocks the shot. And they're going to say it's out of bounds off Jeff Spidey. Good defense by the sophomore.
That's about four blocks he's got on I guess it's a Smith. I'm sorry.
Smith.
Blocking. Great defense from Spivey tonight.
Amonette inbounds to his brother Will. Now Copeland out top, 15 seconds to play. Zach Amonette wants to shoot the three. Gunner Silk there denying him, though. 10 seconds to play. Down to eight. Amonette working. Free throw line. Running jumpers up. No good. Rebounded by Gunner Silk. And this one is going to almost be over. 1.8 seconds on the clock. Gunner Silk going to be fouled and go to the line here.
Great defense and then great job of getting his hands on the ball and clearing it out. Good job.
Gunner Silk doing it all night long, guys. It came down to one possession right there where he had to get the stop. Gunner Silk came through.
He has been the Bulldog savior all night, has Silk. 1.8 to do it here. Silk at the line to shoot the front end of what's going to be a 1-1. 57-55 the score. Shots away. Silk misses it. 1 second on the clock. Timeout's taken by Joseph Amonette.
Half a second.
0.5 seconds on the clock unless they rechange that. Now, Coach, where will this inbound play come from for Piggott County? Where will they have to work it in from?
I'm not sure. Looks like they're going to make them go to the end.
So they're going to have to work from the opposite baseline. So what can, they've got 1.2 seconds on the clock. What's that enough time to do? What will we see here?
Well, you know, they've got time for about one dribble, and that's it. We don't need to give them a long pass, and you know, just play good, clean defense, and
I think you're going to
throw it in down here.
A foul on a shot attempt here would send Pickett to the line to shoot three, which could...
Well, any foul.
Well, a foul on the floor would send them to shoot two.
Right.
But if they're in a shooting motion, they're going to go to the line to shoot three. So
yeah, and that's what Coach
how do you balance that?
Well, that's what Coach Harris would tell them right now. Don't foul in any situation, Daniel, you know, because the game could be tied from the free throw line if... So I think what you're going to see, you know, is all Will Amonette Burry, you called it, a three-quarter court shot earlier. You want to catch it on the run somehow. Amonette's probably drawing that up with a big loop. Maybe catch it on the run going the other way.
Have
one dribble, one step, and let her fly.
1.2 seconds. Luke Smith, the inbound for Pickett County. Jeffrey Spivey there in front of him trying to deny the inbound pass. Here's the pass. It gets all the way down, and it's intercepted by Grant Strong, and the time ends.
Good job, Grant. You go ahead. Good job.
57-55, the final score in this district, 6A showdown. Clay County had to work tooth and nail for every bit of it, though, to come out on top.
It wasn't real pretty, but they came through.
Going to play a few ads here, come back and do the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show. As you listen to Bulldog Basketball live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence.
For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. The girls have now went to 16-9 with their loss tonight on the season. And the boys have jumped up to 22-3 after their win here over the Bobcats. We'll now go ahead and get into the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap-up here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Lots to talk about in this boys' action, Thomas.
Back and forth, Daniel. I mean, that's all it was, especially in the first half. You know, Clay County jumped out to an 8-point lead there in the first quarter, Coach. You thought they were going to kind of gain control,
yeah.
But the Bobcats were having nothing of it.
We come out a little lethargic there in that starting that second half and let them jump back in, and they pretty much stayed with us the rest of the time.
It actually happened in the second quarter. They pulled within four at halftime. It was 30-26, and then they kind of chipped away. So we led by four at the half. We only led by three heading into the fourth quarter, 43-40. And then only won by two, 57-55. And, you know, Clay County just did enough, did what they had to do on the defensive end of the basketball, defensive end of the court. And, Grant Strong again led the way with 15 points. Just five, he had another good night, 12 points for him. And then you got nine from both Gunner Silk and Jake Ashlock. So a team effort tonight, and they had their hands full.
Yes, and of course we know that Jake was playing handicapped tonight.
Sure.
And sometimes you think maybe that last foul that Pickett might have kind of intentionally, knowing that he was kind of under the weather.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the most likely man to miss one tonight.
That could be.
But
no doubt he is wore out.
Mason Sharp also added five for Clay County. Keaton Arms played big with Ashlock having to rest more, periodically more than he would. He had 5 points tonight. Eli Smith had two off the bench. You know, you look at Pickett County scoring, they played well. Zach Amonette did lead the way with 17 points, guys. But John Parker Reagan ended up with 15, had a huge fourth quarter for Pickett County. Will Amonette had 12, and Luke Smith 9. Mark Smith added 2. So pretty even contest across the board here, and it played out that way, 2-point ball game.
Well, we talked about how coming into this contest that the Clay County boys had a 5-game win streak in this series. Well, what we saw tonight, I believe, is the first of many epic battles to come between these squads. Both of these teams only have 2 seniors, so the nucleus of the squads that we saw play tonight is going to be in place for several years. They're sophomore and junior heavy squads, so good battles to come between these guys, and we definitely saw a good one tonight.
Yeah, and of course, they've been playing against each other for many, many years now, and I think maybe they've played together some in the summers over the years.
So I bet
they know each other well, and they're great friends with each other, and great competition.
This boys' wrap-up has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Stay with us for one more promotional advertisement. We'll come back and announce the TDS top performers for tonight's games.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson.
a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network one final time. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Start off with that girls' contest. And we made an interesting choice tonight, but the more I think about it, the absolute best one. And the choice we made was the Clay County High School cheerleading crew. That was a tough game. Our girls didn't play well. I think that every one of the Lady Dogs would tell you that none of them really deserved that title tonight. And I tell you, a group that did, though, of young ladies during that game are the cheerleaders, because those
they didn't give up.
They did. No, those games are tough. They're tough for us to call. I know they're tough for the cheerleaders, and they battled through it. Now they've got an all-star cast led by three seniors: Abigail Collins, Taylor, and Leanne Smith. There's two juniors: Austin, Maggie Weir. Sophomores are Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Sieber. And the freshmen are Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kennedy Trowbaugh, and Katie Burnett. And one thing I like a lot about that group, several of our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network have daughters there that are involved in the cheerleading crew. They get overlooked so often. We always try to mention them. We've not done a good job during the broadcast this year, so we'll give them a big shout-out tonight as the TDS top performers, and, of course, their coach, Thomas, by Stephen and Lennox Hillwood.
Right, and, you know, it's not the TDS top player. It's the TDS top performers from
right.
each game, and they are performers, and they work hard, they practice. We say they've got the longest season of anybody because they go through football and basketball. So, you know, again, nothing going on the hardwood for the ladies tonight, but these are several ladies that had it going on.
On the boys' side, it's always tough. Had several that we could pick from each and every night. Everybody has such big moments at certain times. But tonight it was Gunner Seal that just caught our attention early. We talked about him with his defense against Zach Aminette. Sure, Aminette scored 17. But I bet he averages up in the 20s.
Yeah, I think the last thing I heard, maybe 25, 26 points a ball game. So that's a heck of a defensive job.
It is. And it wasn't just him. We saw Eli Smith defending him and Mason Sharp maybe at times. But primarily Gunner on Aminette. Gunner had some big offensive moments, hit a couple three-pointers. I know of one. Just had some flat-out hustle plays down the stretch there. He saved the possession for Clay County. I can't remember what the score was or whatever, but there was a few minutes left. We had thrown the ball away trying to get it to him. He hustles into the backcourt, steals it away from Will Aminette on the floor, kept it from being a jump ball, and that's that grit and that fight, and he showed it tonight all throughout.
He did. He ended up with 9 points on the night, and he had seven of those in that first quarter. He was actually responsible for that run where Clay County went up by eight early on. And I
mean,
I thought that was big. You know,
yes,
it was. You don't
yes.
do that.
I mean, he was a spark plug during that little run we had, which was really, really important. Because we were kind of, like I said, kind of lazy looking at that
we
time,
were.
And he sparked a run there.
Well,
that,
if you
probably
remember,
turned the ball
changed
game around
just a little bit to try to create a spark with Coach Edwards. Early on there, you know, put Ashlock on the bench, a few others, give them some rest and kind of get their mindset right. And Gunner Silk took it and ran with it, guys, at that point. And but the biggest thing to me, guys, he guarded him all night long, but he guarded him on that final possession right there. And Zach Aminette had nowhere to go. He tried about two jukes and drives and four shoulder fakes and a pivot and a turn and didn't get anything, did he, Coach?
No, but like I said, you know, he's a little spark plug out there and does a great job. And, of course, we all know now that this far along the season that Grant Strong has a bullseye on his back. He's going to get a lot of attention. And these guys, they're stepping up. You know, we talked about Jeff's fivey. Jeff is spotting up. And when he spots up, you know, they're getting him the ball, and he's scoring the threes now.
That's right.
Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, the cheerleading crew, and Gunner Sip. They were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final thoughts before we sign off, gentlemen.
Guys, big ball game.
Yeah, Friday night. Red Bull and Springs got another big one coming up over there, too.
Yes, we do, and that's a tough place to play also.
The boys, the girls did solidify third place in the district, but they're lost tonight for the final standings. The boys guaranteed themselves, with their win, a top two spot. Undecided whether they'll be first or second yet. We'll sort all that out on future broadcasts. Well, for Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.
Good evening, everyone.